is Monday, beautiful Monday in the Delaware Valley. Coming off an Eagles, well, the Eagles won Thursday. They didn't play this weekend. It was a stress-free Sunday. I'm Rob Motti, in for Devon Givens, live from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, 610-632-0975. Sam's here taking your calls. I was here last night, and I did the 4 to 7, Saturday, 4 to 8 on Sunday, and I rushed off. I rushed off at 8 because I wanted to watch the Chiefs-Patriots, but I ended up starting it at 10 o'clock on the DVR. And the game was an instant classic, and I watched. It took me till, what was it? It might have been 1 o'clock in the morning when I finally finished that game, but it was a sensational game. Only game in NFL history to ever finish 43-40, which I thought that was odd. That was a strange score. It's a weird score, but to be the first time ever that it was a 43-40 game. Patrick Mahomes was excellent in that game. Tom Brady was Tom Brady, and he's not ready to hand off that baton. What struck me, though, watching that game, and not just watching that game, but watching and listening to the national media over the past couple weeks, and I'm in that mix to some extent at the AP as a national football writer heading to New York for the NFL owners meetings in the next 2 days. But talking to guys around the league and talking to and listening to all this Patrick Mahomes love, I get it. I absolutely understand it. He's an exceptional talent. He makes incredible plays. He threw that pass left-handed on a Monday night game, and then last night he's throwing balls across his body, passes 35 yards downfield, just making incredible plays, athletic plays that you don't see other guys do on a consistent basis. He's got ridiculous skills. But I'm kind of getting the feeling that people are ready to hand over the baton, if you will, to Patrick Mahomes once Tom Brady finally moves on, and he's 41 and probably can continue, wants to do this for another 4 years, wants to play at least 45. He may do that, and Drew Brees is still a phenomenal quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers is 34. And eventually, though, as you look at the young quarterbacks in the NFL, you look at who's going to be the face of the NFL, who's going to be the Brady, the Manning, the Brees, the Rodgers, these guys, and I'm getting this sense that people are ready to crown Patrick Mahomes, and they're kind of overlooking a guy who is 13-4 in his last 17 starts with 41 touchdown passes and only 8 interceptions. And it's a guy who we all know very well here in Philly, and he looks like he's all the way back after tearing his ACL and his LCL. And I'm talking about Carson Wentz. And I try really hard as an AP writer, a national writer, not to be Philly biased, because I grew up here. I sat in 700 level A. I go out of my way, over the top maybe, the other way, to avoid the perception that I'm a homer, that I'm trying to have Philly bias and push my agenda. But am I the only one who notices that nationally Carson Wentz is getting a little disrespect? He deserves more respect when people start talking about the faces of the NFL at the quarterback position for the next decade to two, and they're ready to hand it to Patrick Mahomes on 6 games that he's played this season and 1 game that he played at the end of last year, and they overlook that Carson Wentz is 13-4 in his last 17 starts, 41 TDs, 8 interceptions. He's done it for a longer period of time. He's an incredible talent. He makes plays like the one he did against the Giants on Thursday night on that third offensive play of the game, third down, where he's looking at Alshon Jeffrey and he's covered and he goes to the next 2 receivers and he's flushed out of the pocket and he's rolling right and he throws it against his body. He can make incredible athletic plays as well as Patrick Mahomes. And also, let's not forget that Jared Goff is, he's an exceptional quarterback too. But the thing that Goff and Mahomes have, that Carson Wentz doesn't have, is elite talent at the skill positions surrounding them. And I'm not saying Carson Wentz has... I'm not going to compare Carson to what Donovan had his first couple years when he had Charles Johnson and Torrance Small and then James Thrash as his receivers until eventually they gave him T.O. for a year and a half. Now, Alshon Jeffrey is a upper echelon wide receiver. Nelson Aguilar showed you last year in the slot he's a very talented receiver. Jordan Matthews is... He's turned into a possession guy, two great routes on third down, extend drives for the Giants. Zach Ertz is a Pro Bowl tight end, one of the best in the game, one of the top three, top four tight ends in the game. So Carson Wentz has a lot of talent around him, but not like Patrick Mahomes, not like Jared Goff. They have Todd Gurley, Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks. He's got exceptional talent. You look at Patrick Mahomes with Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt and Travis Kelce. Exceptional talent. Like you could take the entire Chiefs offense as your fantasy football lineup, or you could do the same for the Rams. Like, that's how good these guys are. And Carson Wentz is playing at a high level again. I know it was just one game, but he's only thrown one pick since he came back, and that was in the first game. He's still getting in a rhythm, still trying to click with everybody, still trying to get familiarity with everyone once again. But he's still doing it, and he's showing you that I think he's all the way back. So Carson Wentz, to me, is a guy who, and I talk to a lot of the national guys, and I will the next couple days, too, when I'm out there. He's not getting the respect right now, because maybe it's because he was out for 9 months. Maybe it's because it's the whole recency bias. You look at who's doing it right now. But for whatever reason, I don't feel that Carson Wentz gets that respect when people are ready to hand the baton. It's Patrick Mahomes. Look at Pat. And they're gushing over Patrick Mahomes. And I understand where it's coming from. He's an incredible, exceptional talent. But let's not, and we do this in society. Like, we do this. We get so caught up in the here and now that we forget about, and I'm not even talking about forgetting yesterday. I'm talking about forgetting a guy who did it last year and is doing it again right now. So let's start off by asking you this. Do you feel Carson Wentz is getting the respect he deserves nationally? Why not? Why or why not do you think Carson Wentz gets the respect that he deserves nationally? 610-632-0975. I don't want to. I toyed around with the idea of if you had to pick one guy, Mahomes, Goff, or Carson. It's probably been done before on this station, maybe in the past couple weeks. I'm not sure. So I want to go this route. Carson Wentz, does he get the recognition? Does he get the respect that he deserves? Why or why not? 610-632-0975. And I know the Eagles won the Super Bowl without him. I know that happened. Coordinators talk today. We'll get into that a little bit. I also want to touch on guys who crumble under pressure. And we'll do something with that also coming up. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. The NBA season is about to begin. The 76ers open the NBA season tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in Boston against their rival Celtics. Hear every dunk.
He breaks free and jams it.
Every three.
J.J. Redick, 4 for 4 from beyond the arc.
And every win right here on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, everybody. Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof. Gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli. I just discovered the most incredible sheets from brooklinen.com. Now, Brooklinen Sheets named winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping, and for good reason. They're the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. They have the incredible feeling of fancy hotel sheets, and the Brooklinen mission is simple. Bring five-star hotel-quality sheets to everyday life, and that's what they are. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. My Brooklinen sheets are the best and most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer to my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code FANATIC at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you'll love the sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. To get $20 off and free shipping, just use the promo code FANATIC at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com and the promo code FANATIC. Brooklinen, these are really the best sheets ever.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Chance. I was a lead technician and good at my job until I suffered a devastating car accident in my work truck. The truck flipped and I was barely injured. Even though I was the victim and the police blamed the other driver, the company where I worked and its insurance company treated me horribly. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They referred me to top specialists who offered incredible care. They brought me back to good health. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel, ride down to the game with free lift credits, and chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Across Jersey, Quick Draw is the lottery game turning players into winners.
What? I won! This is amazing! I gotta call Teresa.
Looks like we've got the This Changes Everything winner.
Hello?
Teresa? Hey, babe. I love you so much. Will you marry me?
Chris, am Am I on speakerphone?
No.
What kind of winner will you be? Play Quick Draw at any lottery retailer and try new Bullseye for bigger prizes and more chances to win. Because anything can happen in Jersey.
Must be 18 or older to buy a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jason Mertedis, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with major financial questions. Are we putting enough away in our 401k? Do we have the funds to renovate our kitchen? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live as he returns to Poppy's Italian Restaurant Friday, October 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and Lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppysrestaurant.com. The Sal Palantonio Football Hour live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant this Friday, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. He's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Philly's official Flyers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
And welcome back to 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti in for Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. We got everything working right now. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. So I'm looking at a story. I'm not sure where this is from, but it's after last night's game, and it says Tom Brady isn't ready to give up his throne just yet, but one day, and one day soon, someone else will sit on it. Some brilliant young passer will become the face of the NFL. And based on what we saw Sunday, it probably will be Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is an exceptionally talented quarterback with superstars surrounding him. When you look at the talent that he has around him, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, it only helps him. And I'm not trying to in any way diminish from Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to be a great player. He's in a system that's going to allow him to thrive with Andy Reid. I don't know that he'll ever win a Super Bowl as long as Andy Reid's in Kansas City. But he's going to have a lot of success with Andy Reid in KC. And for as long as those guys, those skill guys he has surrounding him are there, Patrick Mahomes is going to be a top quarterback in the NFL. But when Tom Brady finally moves on to a life with Giselle and the kids, and he's ready to put the iPad down at 3 a.m. in the morning instead of studying plays, and he's got 6 or 7 Super Bowl rings, and he's finally finished, and Drew Brees is out of the NFL, and Aaron Rodgers is nearing the end, I believe, and this isn't Philly bias. Like, I'm not the guy who comes on here as a homer. I cover the NFL. I look around the league. I talk to people around the league. I cover different teams. I see it all. I firmly believe that it's going to be Carson Wentz, who's the best quarterback in the NFL, within a 2-3 year span. And I know all of that's subjective. It's hard. It's hard to look and say, well, who's the best right now? People will argue Brady. They'll argue Rodgers. They'll argue Breeze. They'll go Mahomes, Goff, all of that. But I'm looking at the level of disrespect that Carson Wentz is already getting because people see Patrick Mahomes. He's played a bunch of already in the first 6 weeks. He's played at least 2-3 games on national television. And again, next Sunday night, they're going to be back-to-back Sunday night football. So you're going to hear Chris Collinsworth gush all over him again next Sunday night. And I'm okay with it. I don't mind when announcers blow things out of proportion. One thing, though, I did see last night where the rookie defensive end was about to sack Tom Brady and then kind of lost him, and Brady runs for a 4-yard touchdown, and Collinsworth is going on and on and on and on and on about the fact that he let go of him because he was afraid of the roughing the passer penalty. And then, of course, the kid says that after the game, but he also said that I thought he threw the ball and I didn't want to get the roughing the passer penalty. I didn't see it that way. I didn't see it as like, oh, I wrapped him up and let go of him. I didn't see it that way. I saw him bounce off and somehow run for a 4-yard touchdown, which he never does. But I want to know why is it that Carson Wentz isn't getting that respect? Is it because he was injured? Is it because the Eagles won a Super Bowl without him? Is it because the national media just looks at guys who are playing at a high level right now and they forget about the guy who did it for all of last year and is still doing it right now? 610-632-0975. Dean in Mount Airy, you're going to kick it off on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Dean.
What's up, Rob?
How are you, bud?
I'm an Eagle fan, but I'm not biased to Carson. But Carson is apparently the best passer that I've been seeing over the last 6 or 7 weeks. I mean, 6 weeks in the NFL. He those precise passes. He doesn't have as much talent as the other guys that you mentioned, like Patrick Mahomes and some of the other quarterbacks. And yet,
Jared Goff.
Goff.
Yeah, look at Goff's talent around him. Todd Gurley, yeah. Cooper Kupp, like all these guys.
But Carson comes to work every day. And you could tell that he looked over his game plan, and he's working the game plan out. You know what I mean? He throws precision passes. He's had some people drop the passes.
Yeah, he has.
But the ball is right there on the money if the receiver connects. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see why people are ready to like overlook him and forget all about him and go right to Patrick Mahomes. And I don't like want to take anything away from Mahomes. That kid, right, man, he does some special things on the field. He really does.
But the thing about it is when Patrick Mahomes first came out, he didn't look as good as everybody talking about when he first came. He was like, okay, what is he going to be?
And he didn't even start last year. He played one game at the end of the season.
But when you put Carson Wentz on the field, a game before he noticed that the starter got traded, Carson has been money ever since. And even with guys like DGV and all of them that couldn't really.
Yeah, remember that his rookie year?
Oh, my God. Dude, future. He's going to play games with
Dean, real quick, I know you want to talk Sixers. What do you got?
I think that the Sixers got to start off using, you know, just attacking Boston's and not letting them set up that wall. That thing that they had last year where they were setting up around Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
But now you got Ben and you have...
Now you got Markelle Fultz in there too. It's going to be interesting. I want to get into, Dean, I appreciate the call. I want to get into the Sixers and they start the season off tomorrow in Boston, kick off the NBA season. Maybe we'll get into how many wins you think they're going to get. The 52 wins last year, a big leap. I talked to one of the NBA writers today and he said he's got top three in the Eastern Conference, but still thinks that it's going to be the Celtics coming out of the East. So I want to get some of your thoughts too about the Sixers. Right now, we're talking about Carson Wentz and why he's not getting that respect nationally just because Patrick Mahomes is off to this incredible, incredible start. Charles in the Northeast, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Charles?
How you doing? Hey, no, Rob. Good to hear you.
Hey, good to hear you, man.
Rob, it's the same old thing. It's not a shock that Wentz is getting disrespected. I mean, it's a Philadelphia thing.
It's the Philly thing, right?
It's a Philly thing. The national media loves to dump on Philly, and now they're doing it by disrespecting Carson Wentz. And the fact is that out of Jared Goff, Patrick Mahomes, or Carson Wentz, I'm taking Carson Wentz 10 out of 10 times. The fact of the matter is that, listen, Patrick Mahomes has had a phenomenal first 6 weeks. Right now, he's probably the MVP of the league. I would admit that. We'll see, Rob, if he's able to maintain it. Because the fact of the matter is, teams get a book on guys.
Yep.
You know this.
Yep.
Right now, he's making all these phenomenal plays.
Good point. Good point, Charles.
We'll see if he keeps up. And also, the Eagles are being disrespected, Rob. After the Cowboys and Redskins won yesterday, I hear on the ESPN, I'm hearing some of the callers call up today, actually thinking in the right mind that the Cowboys and Redskins are going to challenge Eagles. I'll tell you right now, neither one of them teams will win 9 games.
No, I said that for 4 hours yesterday, Charles. I heard you, Rob. Yeah, I was like, I don't care what they did. I don't even look at the Redskins or Cowboys. I'm fixated on the Saints and the Rams. That's where I'm looking.
Right, I'm the same way, because I don't think I called you yesterday, but I'm the same way. I'm fixating on the Rams. I don't think they can catch the Rams, because the Rams, I think, are going to win 12, 13 games. But do I think the Eagles can get to 11 wins? I do. And if they get to 11 wins, that gets them the second wild card, and for all the second on bye, and for all the people right now, Rob, you want a crown, that Dennis Green will say, you want a crown the Rams? Go ahead, crown the Rams. And I'm guaranteeing you, in the NFC Championship game, which will be in L.A., but the Eagles are going to be there too, the Eagles are going to beat the Rams and knock the crown that they never had off their head.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as afraid of playing the Rams in L.A., and I said this for all weekend, as I would be, and I appreciate the call, Charles, thank you, as I would be playing New Orleans in New Orleans. You don't want to play the Saints in the playoffs in New Orleans. We've seen that before. It's a tough game. They have a decided home field advantage. But going to L.A. to face the Rams, that does not scare me as a home field advantage. Let's go to Mike in Conshohocken. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob. I was kind of disagreeing with what you're saying about who's disrespecting Carson Wentz.
I look around Mike nationally, and I see stories, and I see guys talking about passing the baton from Tom Brady. I don't know who wrote this one story. I screenshotted it, and it doesn't have the writer's name in it. You know what? I will look during the break, though, Mike. I want to know who wrote this story. But he's like, what we saw is it's going to be Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, come on, Patrick Mahomes, based off 6 games, he's exceptional. He is.
That's what they did last year with Carson when he was having his MVP caliber season. They were, you know, everybody was passing the torch to him. I think that was nationally, you know,
you think?
Oh, 100%.
I don't know, Mike. Last year
when he was healthy.
I don't know. Listen, I'm going to be at the NFL owners meetings the next 2 days, and I'll talk to the guys. I'll see what they say and what they think. But so far, what I'm hearing is like Mahomes, Jared Goff, and I understand they're both having.
Well, deserved. What he's doing right now
well deserved.
Is unbelievable. I mean, the 30-yard throws he throws when he's rolling to his left, and it's on the line. The throw he threw with Tyreek Hill last night, he's done it before. But what you just said about the playoffs and the Eagles and the situation, that's the most accurate thing I've heard. If we play the Rams in Los Angeles, you're not scared. If we play in Orleans, we're not going to beat them. They're the three teams that are going to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. They're the Eagles, Saints, Rams, and it's going to be the Patriots again.
Yeah, I'm looking at, like, you have to pass the Saints for the number 2 seed. If you don't pass the Saints for the number 2 seed, forget it. You're in trouble.
Then you want the 4 seed.
Yeah.
So we get the 4 seed, and the Packers get the 3rd seed because the Bears are a fraud. They're not real.
I don't believe in the Bears either.
They're so overrated with their defense.
I'll give you those Super Bowl seed numbers. I gave them out yesterday, and I'll give them out again, Mike. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Let's go to Jeremiah in Pottstown. You're 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Jeremiah?
Hey, boss. Hey, man, I got to agree with the last. I haven't heard any national media go against Wentz except for Skip Bayless.
He's always going to go against the Eagles, though. He's always going to do that. I'm pointing to one particular article I saw here, other conversations I've had with guys, although I did have one conversation today on another show that I did where I gave the guy, a national guy, an opportunity, give me 3 quarterbacks, and he mentioned Mahomes, Wentz, and Goff. I didn't ask him to narrow it down to one, but watching the games, listening to different guys, they're going Mahomes. And they're even overlooking Jared Goff too, who, by the way, over the past 17-4 in his last 21 games. So, all right, I'll ask you, Jeremiah, who to you will be the face of the NFL? Who's going to accept that baton from Tom Brady?
And I'm not even being a homer. It's Wentz.
Okay.
If you've watched this guy throughout his career, and I'm talking college too.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is a winner. I mean, Holmes is going in the game, but Holmes ain't calling the offensive line. He's not telling the offensive line, hey, look at, he's not doing it. Also, the national media had Dak Prescott.
Yeah, they did.
The next Jesus Christ of football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on.
So you're agreeing with me that within two, three years, it should be Carson Wentz.
Yeah, if you watch Wentz and you look at Brady, I mean, just look at them when they both sit in the pocket. I love Wentz, how he sits in the pocket and just waits for the play to develop.
Yeah,
He's awesome at that.
And he can use those legs. He can use those legs which tie, and I'm not ready to put him in Tom Brady's category, but he can use the legs that Tom Brady can. Appreciate the call, Jeremiah, that Tom Brady can, although he did last night. He got that 4-yard touchdown run. But that's a dimension of Carson Wentz's game, and I was very interested to see how he reacted coming back from the torn ACL, torn LCL. Will he be hesitant? Will he be reluctant? It's only natural, right? That's the human reaction, but it's also the competitive nature takes over, and I was happy to see against the Giants, he scrambled one time and dove head first because it was a head first dive where he tore his ACL, LCL. But he's not afraid, and you can't play scared. You can't. You really can't. Big Al in Trenton, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Big Al?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm disappointed, man. I'll tell you the truth. I'm kind of disappointed because at no time, nowhere that I've ever seen Carson Wentz worry about what people think or what. He just go on the field. He does what he does.
No doubt. He don't care. I know.
So why are we acting so soft like we need to fluff his pillow? Carson Wentz don't care. Why do we care about what the other folks?
Because Big Al, we're having some fun, man.
Come on, man. Carson Wentz don't want that. You're making him look soft. Like if people are going to have that kind of thinking that because the media is saying that's his perception.
That's what we do in the media. We rate guys. We rank guys. Every week I have to put my top 10 guys at every position. Every week I got to send this in and send that in. That's what makes talk radio what it is, man.
I understand.
I'm not saying Carson Wentz has ever expressed any concern about what people say or think about him. He doesn't.
When he's on that field, so we need to project that to everybody. We don't need to talk about what the other media should, where he should rank. We know what we got.
All right. So who do you have as the best quarterback in the NFL within 2-3 years?
I ain't worried about that. That's what.
So what are you worried about, Big Al? What do you want to talk about?
I'm worried about us being consistent as a team and going out there and smashing fools. I ain't worried about what people think about me. I'm gonna show up on the field and I'm gonna show them what I am.
They've had to overcome injuries the first couple weeks. I think what they did against the Giants on Thursday night was a big step toward them getting their consistency.
No. You can't. That's like a paper chance.
Oh, come on. So you're going to tell me, and Big Al, I got to go. I appreciate the call. You're going to tell me because the Giants are 1-5 and they're a bad team. And I said this on Saturday. I said it on Sunday. I'll say it again tonight. When you're playing a division opponent on the road, in the rain, a team that always gives you trouble, and a team that has a guy like Saquon Barkley, who is an incredibly talented running back, and he put up 130 yards against the best run defense, top two run defense in the NFL, and they have Odell Beckham Jr. for as goofy and strange as he is, they could be a dangerous team on any given Sunday. And it took a 63-yard field goal by Graham Gano for the Panthers to beat him a week earlier. I'm not going to look at that game and automatically diminish from the Eagles' accomplishment and say, oh, yeah, okay, they only beat the Giants. You got to take it. That was the team on the schedule. They pounded them. They dominated the Giants. To me, that's an impressive win Thursday night. Mark in Wayne, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Rob, great show. Without a doubt, the baton gets passed from Brady to Wentz, from Belichick to Doug, from the Pats.
I'm not ready to go there, Mark.
I'll tell you what.
I'll go Brady to Carson, but Belichick to Doug, huh?
Yes.
Sean McVay is also a very impressive young coach.
But yeah. Somebody stole my thunder. Wentz has the it factor. He's a winner. And let me point to one play in the Giants game. And you'll know what it is right away. When he rolled out hard to his right and made that throw across his body.
That Doug said, oh, no. Doug goes, oh, no, as he's throwing it, and he makes that play.
Two guys make that throw, Rodgers and Mahomes. Goff I don't know if Goff has the athletic ability to get there. Once he's there, he could make the throw. Russell Wilson could get there with his foot speed, but wouldn't have the arm to get it there. So Wentz is the guy. I think he's, as I said, he's a winner. And I think with respect to the Eagles, they play the Saints this year. I think what yesterday showed us is the Eagles are going to dominate the next two games, Carolina and Jacksonville, both overrated. That puts them 5-3 at the break. They beat the Saints. They get the second seed. They get a first-round bye. If they get to the championship game, I don't care where it is, they can win.
That was my biggest takeaway, Mark, too, from yesterday. It wasn't that the Redskins and Dallas are going to be a force to be reckoned with. It was that the Panthers and the Jaguars are just two teams that aren't what we thought they were.
Exactly right. And one final thing, Carson is Wensational.
I like it. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you. Let's go to Tyreek in South Jersey on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Tyreek?
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Doing great, man.
Good show, good show. I am a Rams fan, and I know Mikey Mess already says that's a violation because I live in Jersey, but been a Rams fan all my life. I'm listening to the conversation about Wentz, and trust me, I wanted Wentz instead of Goff, so I respect the Wentz thing. But you know how you're saying you guys don't get the respect? It's the same thing like my Rams. I mean, we're 6-0, and we still don't get respect.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Tyreek. You're living here in South Jersey. You're not hearing all the Rams love that they're getting, I'm sure, in L.A. and in other cities and around the league. Nationally, they're getting a lot of love. People are looking at Todd Gurley as an MVP candidate. They're talking about Sean McVay as the next greatest coach in the history of the NFL. Jared Goff.
Nationally is not exciting. I love Eagle fans. Mm-hmm. I swear. I can't stand y'all, but I love y'all because they're the best fans ever. And so when I'm saying respect, I mean respect from my South Jersey Eagle fans. They just won't give my team any respect.
Oh, well,
none.
They're having fun with you, Tyreek. If they're going to keep it real, they're going to look at you and go, hey, the Rams are going to be a very tough, but I'll tell you what, for as good as they are, they do have a difficult schedule coming up.
Yes, we do.
They do. There's like a 7-game stretch where they could go 4-3, 3-4, looking at those. And I ran them down over the week, and I'll do it again. There's a 7-game stretch there that's pretty difficult. Tyreek, appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
No, thank you for the call. And I would have took Wentz in a heartbeat. Then we wouldn't have no problems. We would go 16-0.
There you go. There's a Rams fan who wanted Carson Wentz over Jared Goff. How about that? Now, are there any Chiefs fans? Are there any Chiefs fans who would rather have Carson Wentz than Patrick Mahomes? I'm not trying to pit the one guy against the other. I think they're all incredibly talented quarterbacks. I just kind of feel like Carson's getting overlooked in this mix when people are talking about the baton passing. Everyone's always ready to pass the baton. They look at Tom Brady's age, and he's 41, and he's not going anywhere anytime soon. That guy is still an incredible MVP of the NFL last year, got to the Super Bowl. It took an incredible performance by Nick Foles and the Eagles to beat them. I picked them to go back again this year and play against the Saints, and I think it's going to come down to what the Eagles can do against New Orleans in that game in November, and that's going to have a big determining factor as far as home field advantage and seeding and everything else. And here are the numbers, and I'll give them to you real quick. Since 1990, when the current 12-team playoff format was introduced, the number one seed has advanced to the Super Bowl 30 times out of 56 teams. 30 times out of 56. And then the number two seed has advanced 14 times. The number three, number four, number five, and number six together have advanced 12 times. You need a top two seed. It increases your chances of getting to the Super Bowl. 610-632-0975. We'll get into a little bit of the Sixers, and then I want to talk a little bit about baseball and pitchers and the guy you would want to have on the mound in a big game. 610-632-0975. That and why is Carson Wentz not getting the respect he deserves nationally? I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
The fun given.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. Football Monday on The Fanatic is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like conference calls you can join with one touch without clumsy dial-ins. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get fast, reliable internet. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Additional monthly charge, equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. Your premier management company.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes. All you have to do is point, send us a signal, and we'll be there in clean, shiny trucks and snappy, happy uniforms. Point at anything you wish was gone. Gone! We're really good at this. All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Ave. Now under new ownership. Catch all the games this season in their newly renovated game room with darts, ping pong, pool, and more. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games. Join Nick's Roast Beef and the Castor, Busselton, and Cottman Business Association for the second annual Northeast Philly Fall Food Truck Festival, Sunday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. at PC Richard & Son, located at 2420 Cottman Ave. Over a dozen of Philly's best food trucks, beer garden, live music, and plenty of fun for the kids.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at williamhill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas, recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant,
whatever it takes.
This is Jason Martinez, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with the major financial questions. Do I have enough saved for retirement? Have I put enough money away for my children's education? Can I afford a new home? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Don't damn talk. You better. You better. You better. Don't damn talk.
975, The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. The WWE 2K $19 million challenge is giving players the opportunity to play against cover superstar AJ Styles for a shot at $1 million. Visit wwe.2k.com/million-dollar-challenge for more information on how to enter WWE 2K19 from 2K. Get it now on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Rated T for teen. John and Gladwin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, man.
Yeah, regarding your question, I think what might be going on is, and maybe we don't see it because maybe we have a bit of a bias, but across the league and across the country, you have Mahone, who hasn't even completed his rookie year, playing at a high level. You have Goff, his team's undefeated. He's playing at a high level, played well last year. Then you have Rodgers out there. You have Brady. You have Roethlisberger still at a high level. Also, guys who have won Super Bowls. So I think they look at it as, you know, all these quarterbacks here have talent. Matt Ryan's tearing things up statistic-wise. So they look at that and, you know, they see all these quarterbacks playing at a pretty high level. So, like, Carson's not the only one out there. But I agree with you that in a year or two that he could be the face of the league, but then there's other quarterbacks coming in. So
if you had to pick one, though, John, if you had to say one of these guys, because we can look at the last decade, and even the last decade, though, there's Brady, there's Peyton Manning, there's Aaron Rodgers. They're all going to still be lumped in together. So it'll still be Mahomes, Goff, Carson, Wentz. But if you had to go one guy that you wanted, it's got to be Carson Wentz, right?
Yeah, I would go with that.
All right.
Being the age and, you know, the years he has ahead of him, barring injury, you know, yeah, I would go with that also.
I appreciate the call, John. Here's the thing that I think also people may not put into the equation. When you're looking at Patrick Mahomes, all the success that he's having and the talent that he has, and it's an incredible talent, and he's got such an impressive skill set, and Jared Goff is also a terrific quarterback, and I talked already about the talent that they have surrounding them. The guys that they have surrounding them, they could make up a winning fantasy football roster. And then you look around on the Eagles and Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, and then a bunch of guys who wouldn't start on your fantasy football team. Just to use fantasy football as an example, because you're talking about guys on the other two teams that are that talented at those skills. They're exceptionally talented guys. But the thing about Carson Wentz, and I don't know how much even here in Philly people appreciate it, is who he is as a person and the determination he has to be successful, the poise and the character that he has, the makeup of who he is. That's why I feel like there's not a chance that he's going to have any kind of rough patch and let that get to him. I think he can handle adversity so well. Look at what he did last year. Look at how he's on top of the world. He's going to be probably the MVP of the NFL, and he goes down with a season-ending ACL injury. And the perspective that he had, the way he was able to bounce back from that, the way he was able to uplift Nick Foles and encourage him and be around him and be genuine about it, as Frank Reich had said in one of those really awesome quotes that he had about him last year, how like you look at a guy and you look at the someone who celebrates the success of others and does it genuinely, just doesn't do it for the media. Those things, when I add up all that stuff. And of course, I don't know Patrick Mahomes the same way. Like, I don't know him remotely close to. I don't think I've covered a Chiefs game, so I haven't even met Patrick Mahomes. But Carson Wentz, having talked to him, having met him, having spent time with him, the things that he brings to the table, the intangibles that he has, not just his passing ability, not just what he could do with his legs, I think that might get a little bit, and I know a lot of people, especially around the league, they talk about the incredible amount of charity work he does, but I'm not talking about the charitable stuff that he does, because a lot of players do charitable stuff. I'm talking about the poise, the character, and the makeup of the person, and I think that gets a little bit underrated too, as well, when you look at it. And you talk about these guys, and it's hard to pick one guy over another, and we saw some people who want to hand the baton to Patrick Mahomes, and you look at what he's done in the first 5-6 games, and he could be a front runner for NFL MVP. Same with Todd Gurley. But why do you think that all of a sudden people are overlooking nationally? I'm talking nationally. I'm not talking locally. Why do you think people are overlooking Carson Wentz? 610-632-0975. The Sixers kick off their season tomorrow in Boston, and the lineup situation with Markelle Fultz starting at the beginning of a game and then J.J. Redick starting the second half, you know, it's different, and the fact that Brett Brown makes a point to emphasize that and what he says about it, I don't think it ever really makes a difference who starts games. It's who gets the most minutes and who finishes them in crunch time. So I don't think that's all that big of a deal. And I don't know how long he can stick with that. Because like, suppose you start and Fultz is having a great first half. Well, okay, maybe you stick with what you said and Redick is going to start the second half. But how long before you go to Fultz? It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But this is a 52-win team from last year without Markelle Fultz. And I know that they failed in their star hunting search and they're going out there trying to get another star. And they're counting on Markelle Fultz being that guy. But what do you think? What's your number for 76ers wins as we're less than 20? We're about, what are we, 24 hours? Probably season kicks off tomorrow at 7 o'clock. About 24 hours away from the start of the NBA season for the Sixers. What is your win total for the Sixers? I think they could still be in that 52 range, but be a better team. And not necessarily reflective in their win total, but be a better team overall, top to bottom, depth-wise, and have a better opportunity and a better chance to reach the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's go to Gabriel in Miami. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Gabriel?
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to touch a little bit on what you guys were mentioning before about who would you rather have between Wentz, Mahomes, and Goff. So, I mean, just hear me out. Let me know if this makes sense to you. We saw that Wentz had a season-ending knee injury, and then we do see what Mahomes does outside the pocket. And, yeah, it's all cool and all that stuff, but I don't think that's sustainable. So, my opinion, I would rather have a Goff, basically. But, I don't know, how do you feel about that? Do you think what Mahomes does is sustainable? You think he'll be able to keep doing that, like running out of the pocket and scrambling?
You know, I think, Gabriel, teams are, he's done it now for 6 weeks, and defenses are going to start trying to game plan, whether it's a spy on him, whatever mm-hmm. they try and do. It may be, I agree with you, it may be hard to sustain over maybe you can sustain it for a season, but then teams go into and they start trying to figure you out in the off season. So I don't know that he can continue to have his success that way. He's got incredible talent, but for you, you're saying you would go Goff over Wentz?
Well, the reason I say that is mm-hmm. because of Wentz's injury.
Okay.
If it wasn't for that injury, I would be Wentz 100%. And I'm kind of like, I guess, unbiased. Like, I'm from Miami, but I moved to Philly for college.
Oh,
so
okay.
I've been watching a lot of, like, Eagles and stuff like that. And I do like to watch, every football game, basically. So I've watched Jared Goff a lot. And the only reason that I would pick him over Wentz is basically the injury. Just because once you have bad knees, you know, that's just terrible.
Although he has shown, and it's only been 4 weeks now, that he's still able to escape. He's still able to make those plays with his legs. I appreciate the call, Gabriel. Thank you for your input. And I get that. I some people are going to be hesitant because of Carson Wentz's knee injury, and you're going to look at him and say, well, he's damaged goods in a way. But ACL's now. Deshaun Watson's coming back off an ACL, and he's a guy who also, last year, people were ready to crown, too, right? Remember, they were ready to crown. I got a text from my guy, Pastor Kyle, telling me, yeah, same thing with Deshaun Watson last year. It's true. It's true. They were ready to crown him. Let's hand the baton to Deshaun Watson, another incredibly talented quarterback, and he's going to be fun to watch. I enjoy watching him, too, as well. He's kind of he's not in as good of a situation as Patrick Mahomes is and Jared Goff, obviously, with the team he's on and the players around him. Jim in Washington Township, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Jim?
What's up, man? Great show.
How are you? Thank you.
I got a Sixers point, but I wanted to comment on the Mahomes thing, and I think he's the shiny new toy. He's the one exciting quarterback to come out of that draft. I mean, the other guys are doing all right, but nobody's, you know, jumping off the screen like him.
Yeah. He's what's fresh right now. He's what's happening.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you take the only question about Wentz is the injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Goff is a system quarterback, and Mahomes is going to have to do it over, you know, at least 2 years for me to be impressed with that. And if you know football and you listen to, you know, guys that done it, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, that's why they gush over Wentz, because
yep, they do.
He can, you know, he can play under any coach. He calls the shots at the line of scrimmage. The way that he reads defense, he you know, I would take Wentz over any of them guys because of his brain, really, his brain, what he does at the, you know, decision making. And them other guys got three times as many weapons as he's got.
Yeah, that's the thing, Jim. They got a lot of weapons. And when you say his brain, it's not to say that the other guys aren't smart quarterbacks either, but Carson is, he was a valedictorian too in school. Like, he's a very smart, he's a book smart guy. He's an incredibly smart guy on the field, can read the defenses, and he's got all those, and I appreciate the call, Jim. He's got all those other intangibles also as well. It is 7 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic. You are listening to the 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti in for Devon Givens. Carson Wentz, his numbers are even better through his first four games right now than they were last year. And Mike Groh talked about that today. The Eagles have made available Mike Rowe. They also had available Jim Schwartz. They had a little locker room session. And what Groh said about Carson was, I think he's getting more comfortable with the speed of the game, having missed so much time throughout the offseason and training camp. I think he's settling in nicely and finding his rhythm. And then he was also asked about the high expectations for him and the fact that he's statistically even further along than he was after four games last year. And he said, we have high expectations for him. He's a tremendous player. We know the kind of player that he can be, and he's very diligent about working towards becoming that player and being consistent on every down. I think you just see a guy who has played four games now and is comfortable in the system and knows exactly where he wants to go with the ball, and he's settled in nicely into the game in a short week. You don't have as much practice time. He's been very productive, so we feel like he can continue to do that. And that's the thing with this guy, with Carson, is that his ceiling, he hasn't reached yet. What you saw last year, as great as he was last year, he's still getting better. Like, his ceiling is through the roof. And he finishes third in MVP voting last year, and he plays, he misses the final three games. This is a guy who can still go to another level. And can you imagine how much better he would be? I'm not saying give him the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes talent, or what the Rams have, but just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. 610-632-0975. Big Mick in South Philly. You're on 975. The Fanatic. What's up, Big Mick?
Yo, what's up? What's going on, my man? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I'm just calling about, I take Carson all day. You know why I take Carson all day?
Mm-hmm.
The way he's standing in that pocket, he's like a soldier, man. The guy Mahomes from Kansas City, all he do is play schoolyard ball. He rolls out all the sways and throw the ball to open player. Once the league get that down, that's over with. Carson is steady in the pocket. He got the arm and everything. He's a better quarterback in my eyes right now.
He's a better quarterback in the pocket for you than Mahomes. I'm not ready, Big Mick, to dismiss Patrick Mahomes. Like, I mean, he's doing incredible stuff.
I understand what you're saying, but look at all his plays, though. He's like a new version of Mike Vick. That's all he is. If you watch all this, I've been watching.
He's definitely further along. He's further along than Mike Vick was.
He's
further
along. Yeah. Exactly. And then look at the talent they got over there. Them wide receivers are so fit, man. They got so many good players over there in Kansas City on the offensive side of the ball. It's ridiculous.
How about right after the Patriots and Brady take the lead, and it takes them like 2 seconds to throw that deep ball to Tyreek Hill untouched for a touchdown tie game? That was the one where Tyreek Hill got like a beer dumped on him by a Patriot fan.
This is what I'm saying, too. I understand what you're saying. But Carson Wentz was doing all that last year before he got hurt. The same exact thing Mahomes doing.
Yeah, he was doing all kinds of stuff last year before he got hurt. That's why I think people are forgetting about that nationally. Not locally, but nationally.
But mark my word. My last thing I got to say. Mark my word. I'm telling you now. You're going to say this guy, Big Nick said it. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz going to win MVP.
Oh, he's
been in his face. He got the eye of the tiger right now. I ain't seen no other quarterback with the eye of the tiger. I've been watching football for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been watching this guy. He got the eye.
The NFC East.
Yeah.
The NFC East. And you got to be careful with that language, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
The NFC East for me is easily the Eagles, man. I mean, I've been saying it all weekend. Like, I don't even look at the Redskins. I don't even look at the Cowboys. I saw what they did yesterday. I saw what they did against Carolina. I saw what they did. They dominated. The Cowboys dominated Jacksonville. But I think both of those wins are more indicative of those two other teams being a little bit overrated than it is that the Redskins are ready to take over and be the team to be in the NFC or the Cowboys. I think that the Cowboys lack some of that talent that the Eagles have across the board altogether, depth and everything else, and the Redskins are too inconsistent for me. For me, the Eagles are the class of the NFC East easily.
I agree with you there. I thought it was going between the Eagles and the Redskins because Dallas just isn't looking really good. And we all know the Giants, what's going on with them, just not looking good. But yeah, I agree with you there. I think Eagles are going to win it.
All right, Ken. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Have a great night. Man, come on now. You got to call up. You can call up a talk radio station. You got to know what you can't say, what you can and can't say on the air. Don't be even saying stuff like that anyway. 610-632-0975. And I did want to get into this a little bit, okay? So the MLB playoffs, and I love baseball. I love the MLB playoffs, and I'm watching the ALCS and watching the NLCS, and I see two guys – two pitchers who are incredibly talented, right? In Clayton Kershaw and David Price. Yet these guys, for as good as they are in the regular season, and Clayton Kershaw is a three-time Cy Young Award winner, seven-time All-Star, first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm a Hall of Fame voter. I'm voting for him first ballot. But in the playoffs, in the postseason, 8-8, 4.26 ERA, 1.08 whip, and 26 postseason appearances, including 21 starts. David Price, five-time All-Star, won a Cy Young Award, finished second in voting another year. He's 0-9 as a starter in the postseason. He's got two wins in relief. He goes in game two of the ALCS for the Red Sox last night against Houston, and he finishes one out away from getting the win, but he didn't really pitch well anyway. 4 2/3 innings, 4 runs, 5 hits, 4 walks. And I look at these guys as guys who were incredible in the regular season, but they crumble a little bit under pressure. And I look at some of the pitchers who have had postseason greatness, postseason success. And I want to throw this out there while we're talking about Carson Wentz and also the 76ers and how many wins you think they're going to get. But also, I want to ask you this. If you had to win one game in these Major League Baseball playoffs, in this postseason, if you had to win one game, who is the pitcher that you give the ball to in Game 7? Who is it? Mine is an easy one. It's Curt Schilling. His numbers in the postseason are ridiculous. There's a couple others who are really good, really great. But I go Curt Schilling. I give him the ball. And I'll get you his numbers, too, in a second. But Curt Schilling's numbers in the postseason were incredible. That's my guy in the postseason. So in addition to Carson Wentz and the 76ers, who is the guy you want on the mound in a must-win Game 7 in a Major League Baseball playoffs? Drew in Westchester. You're 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Let me think. If I had to go pitcher, what about Roger Clemens?
That's not a bad one. Not a bad one.
Yeah, I mean, can't go wrong with the Rocket, right?
No, can't go wrong with the Rocket. And he did it into his 40s. And I know that people don't want to vote. Yeah, I vote for him every year, regardless, for the Hall of Fame. And eventually, hopefully, he gets in. My guy, Curt Schilling, his postseason, man, he was 11-2, 2.23 ERA, and 19 starts in the playoffs. That's just phenomenal. 11-2, 2.23. What do you got on Carson Wentz, Drew?
Oh, well, Carson, I think, you know, what is his third year now? I mean,
yeah.
You know, minus that injury. So really, I think he's just going to keep progressing and getting better. I mean, I don't think he's going to become, you know, Tom Brady status, but I think he's got that poise, you know, like a Tom Brady, you know, has.
Yeah, he does have that poise. What he doesn't do like Tom Brady is yell at his teammates. Tom Brady will get in somebody's face. He'll yell at his coaching staff. Carson's got a little bit too much respect. He's a different kind of guy in that respect, Drew, that he's not going to, like, on the sideline embarrass a coach or yell bleep you to offensive coordinator like Tom Brady did last year. And I don't think winning 4 or 5 Super Bowls would change Carson Wentz that way. He's not that kind of guy. But still, he's got that poise. He's definitely got that poise.
Yeah, and he's got the class, you know?
Yep, no doubt. Appreciate the call, Drew. Have a great Monday night. Let's go to Vinny in South Jersey, R975, The Fanatic. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, how's it going? Carson Wentz. I think one of the reasons why he gets disrespect is because he doesn't drop dime passes. You know, Mahomes, Goff, you know, all of them have speed, you know, on the outside, so therefore they have nicer passing, you know, down the field. But
they're throwing a tighter spiral down the field. You're talking about like a prettier pass?
I mean, well, not just the spiral itself. I'm talking about the dime passes where you drop it in, you know, over the shoulder, you know, those kinds of passes.
He did to Alshon Jeffrey. When was it? Tennessee game, maybe? But
it's not his repertory. You know, it's not something he does a lot because, again, Alshon's the best receiver we have.
That's the talent, and you look at the talent around them, and that's a big difference, Vinny. Like, he's got Alshon and then Nelson Aguilar, who was really good last year in a slot. Now he's on the outside, and he's not as good as an outside receiver. I would love to see what Carson Wentz could do with the same kind of talent that Goff has.
Absolutely.
Or Patrick Mahomes, or like both of those guys have like stud running backs too, Kareem Hunt and Todd Gurley. Carson hasn't had that. Ajayi was good, but not in their category either.
You know what? And talking about running backs, I believe that, you know, Corey Clement, you know, should be every down back. I really believe in him. I believe in his style of running. I think he's got what it takes.
Yeah, I don't know that he'll ever be a workhorse back for this team, Vinny. I appreciate the call. I don't know that they look at Corey Clement as a guy who's going to be a 25 touch a game. I don't know that Doug Peterson even wants that kind of. I think he likes the kind of committee that he has. The guys who he can get in, get out, different roles, versatile, all that kind of thing. Although, if you gave him a Todd Gurley or a Kareem Hunt or a Le'Veon Bell, I'm sure he'd work them and he'd use them. 610-632-0975. Carson Wentz, to me, doesn't get the respect nationally that he deserves. Why or why not? How many wins do you think the Sixers are going to have this season? I think they can still win like 52, the same amount, 52-53, but be a better team in the playoffs than they were last year. And who is the pitcher you give the ball to? Game 7, do or die, must win. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. The NBA season is about to begin. The 76ers open the NBA season tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in Boston against their rival Celtics. Hear every dunk.
He breaks free and jams it.
Every three.
J.J. Redick, 4 for 4 from beyond the arc.
And every win right here on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause. He's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects, destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly!
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live as he returns to Poppy's Italian Restaurant Friday, October 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gabbiano Dark Knight and Lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppysrestaurant.com. The Sal Palantonio Football Hour live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant this Friday, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Money Key.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Right now, get 50% off brake pads. Save money on tires, car batteries, and heating system repairs. Visit MoneyKey.com for a total car care center near you.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@97.5thefanatic.com. That's marketing@97.5thefanatic.com.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. When you buy a car from Conkerville Nissan, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. All 2018 Nissans must be sold this month. Get 0% financing on all 2018 Nissans and score a great deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan with all the cool features you desire for an affordable price. Need a Nissan truck for commercial use or just fun? Check out the Nissan Titan, which comes with America's best truck warranty. 5-year, 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Also, the 2019 Nissans are arriving daily, including the totally redesigned Altima. Check inventory, deals, and financing at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills.
Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. Sixers kick off this season tomorrow. The NBA season tips off. Doesn't kick off. NFL kicks off. NBA season tips off tomorrow at Boston against the Celtics. Celtics got Kyrie back, Gordon Hayward. You add that to a team that went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals before losing to LeBron and the Cavs, and now we know LeBron's not there anymore, but they're going to be a tough team. They're the team to beat in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, and they bounced the Sixers last year, and we get to see what the Sixers and Celtics can do right off the bat to kick off, to tip off the NBA season. I think it might take the Celtics a little longer. You know, you plug in these two guys, two star players, and you put them right into the lineup. It might take a little bit of time to get all those guys to get that chemistry going. So they may struggle a little bit early in the season. Let's go to Tom in Delaware. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, do you think TJ McConnell will be in a rotation at the beginning of the year?
I don't know, Tom. He always finds he's such a gritty type player who, and I say gritty, huh? Makes me think of the mascot now. But he's a guy who's going to end up getting some minutes. You know he is. He got minutes last year, and he fought his way into the rotation. He's a guy who's tough to keep off the court when he does get out there.
Yeah, because it seemed like he's a spark plug in the playoffs against Boston. You know, he didn't have a bad series in the playoffs.
He was, but they had a lot of struggles in that series too. Rocco didn't have a good one, and Ben Simmons had a couple bad games, and that they needed him to step up in that series, and he came off the bench and gave him all he could. But he's not a difference maker, though, Tom. You know, he's not. They need Markelle Fultz to be what they thought Markelle Fultz was when they traded up to get him.
Well, can I name two pitchers?
Yeah.
I'm kind of old school. Whitey Ford or Bob Gibson?
Well, Bob Gibson's numbers, I didn't pull up Whitey Ford's, but Bob Gibson's numbers in the postseason were ridiculous. 7-2, 1.89 ERA, 9 games, all World Series. That was where, like, when you win a division, you go right to the World Series. They won, so he's 7-2, 1.89 ERA. I think he pitched 8 complete games, too.
I brought up Whitey Ford. Mm-hmm. Casey Stengel didn't pitch him in the 7th game of the World Series against the Pirates, and I guess he picked somebody else. And I think Whitey Pirates, I don't think he got any runs off him in the 2 starts.
Man, what year was that?
1960 when Mazeroski hit the home run.
Oh, okay. Whitey Ford's postseason numbers, that's way before. 10-8, 271 in 22 games started. So Bob Gibson definitely had the better number. You don't have a modern-day guy, Tom?
Well, I guess Verlander.
Yeah, Verlander's a good one. Let me look his numbers up. Appreciate the call, Tom. Verlander, he had some incredible numbers last year. I think it's hard to – people look at Curt Schilling and have some issues with Curt Schilling, the person, the personality, some of the things he said, some of the things he's done, his political views, that kind of thing. You can't. It's hard to argue what he did in the postseason was incredible. Curt Schilling, absolutely incredible. 11-2 with a 2.23 ERA in 19 games, all starts, and he wasn't like the only thing that he had a ERA above 2 in. Was 4 American League ALCS starts, 2-1, 582. He might have had one rough outing in there. World Series, 4 World Series appearances, 4-1, 206 in 7 starts. Justin Verlander in a postseason, 13-6, 308, 24 games, 23 starts. There's a couple other guys that people are forgetting. One who is in the Hall of Fame, who isn't retired. He pitched into the 2000s, early 2000s, I believe. And another one who's still active that are incredible, has incredible numbers in the postseason. So who would you give the ball to in a must-win game 7? I don't know that the Dodgers could do that with Kershaw. The Red Sox can't with David Price. You can't. And Chris Sale's their ace, but Kershaw is the ace for the Dodgers, and he's too inconsistent. Yeah, the other guy pitched into last Wow, last decade. He actually pitched in 05 and then sat out 6, 7, and 8 and came back in 09 very briefly. So that's another guy that I'm thinking of. 610-632-0975 is how you get in. And I'm looking at some of the things that Mike Gross said today about the Eagles offense and some of the guys, the injuries. He was a little bit optimistic about Jason Peters and the fact that Jason Peters could be available this Sunday. Considering that torn biceps and he thinks that he could be out there this week, I don't know that I would do that. If I'm Doug Peterson and I'm the Eagles right now, I would give Jason Peters all the time he needs to heal up. I don't know that I want to put him out there. Big V was better than him in the game against the Giants. Jason Peters had the quad. He's had all kinds of stuff nagging him. I'll ask you. Do you want to see Jason Peters out there right now as the starter if he can play? If he's deemed healthy enough to play, do you want to see him out there, or would you rather they give him more time to get right, to get better, to get healthy, and keep Carson Wentz upright and use Big V? Groves asked about Big V today and the chance that he would play if Jason Peters isn't ready, and what has he seen out of him in the past several weeks. And he said everybody is better when they have the opportunity to prepare, whether it's both mentally and physically, for the jobs we ask him to do. But V is a guy that we have a lot of confidence in, and he played well for us throughout the course of last season and did a nice job jumping in there on Thursday night. Did he say anything else about it? He said, what was your assessment? The question was, what was your assessment of the way Jason Peters played before he was injured? And JP is a valued member of our offensive line. He's got Hall of Fame credentials, and we're lucky that he's our left tackle, and we're hopeful that he will be able to continue to play for us. Well, I don't know that that says that he's going to be available to play on Sunday. He just said that they're hopeful. He said they're hopeful that he'll continue to play for them. When? I don't know. When he's ready. But Jeff Stoutland said on Monday, I don't think he's going to miss any time personally. How about that? So Stoutland doesn't think he's going to miss any time. It wasn't Mike Rowe. It was Stoutland. I would rest Jason Peters and tell him, get right, get healthy, get over the biceps injury and the quad and everything that's nagging you. I know that he's got Hall of Fame credentials, 9-time Pro Bowl left tackle, all that stuff. But you know, at some point, a guy's decline, his skills are declining, and they are, and we see it happening. Then you got to do what's in the best interest of the team. You got to protect Carson Wentz, and you got to keep him upright. And if Big V is a better offensive lineman right now, a better left tackle, you got to keep him out there. So I want to ask you about that, too. How do you feel about Big V versus Jason Peters? Eagles O-line coach Jeff Stoutland thinks that Jason Peters isn't going to miss any time. I want to see him take some more, as much time as he needs, and I'm not afraid to put Big V in there instead of Jason Peters. 610-632-0975. Chris in Pensacola, you're on 975. The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Ralph?
How are you?
Good. I like him, and I appreciate the guy. I'm so sick of the bodyguard. He ain't played a full season in 3 years. He takes himself out of games. I mean, it is what it is.
He's got to be hurting, though, Chris. Like, when he's taking himself out of games, he's not doing it because he doesn't want to play.
I don't think he's doing it on purpose. No, yeah. I absolutely don't. He just knows it's over. He's hanging on. He's one of those old hockey players.
Mm-hmm.
The mentality that he's hanging. He's a blow. I've never seen him. I've been an Eagles fan since I was 5 years old. I call you occasionally. I'm 51. I've never seen that guy get blown off a ball, lifted off the mat, and the guy was 250 pounds, and he threw him 2 feet. That's a problem. No injuries.
I agree with you.
It's over. Turn the lights out. Get the kid in. Let him sit until after the bye, and hopefully he can make himself serviceable to the end of the year, and we'll buy him a Harley Davidson, and we'll all clap and applaud him, and we'll send him on his way. But at the end of the day, you think about this, Rob, but it isn't the guys out on the field. They're doing whatever the best they can do. It's Howie Long is the number one capologist, the number one trade guy, the number one guy to move the money. They haven't got an impact player in 3 years besides moving them, getting Carson Wentz. Maybe one impact player on either side of the ball. You go, wow.
In the draft you're talking about?
Yeah, in the draft. Look at Hunt, fourth round. We got Pumphrey. He's not even in the league. I mean, it's just, we don't have an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. Barnett, he's a nice guy. He's above average. I think
Barnett's got a chance, Chris. I think Barnett's got a chance to be a guy who has a lot of success.
You think he's going to be a 10-sack guy a year?
He could be. He could be a 10. But then what's 10? You know, 10-sack guys. Vinny Curry had close to 10 sacks a couple years ago.
Right, exactly. You know? So, name the last time we named him. I don't even want a stud, Rob.
Trent Cole.
Above average guy that can make a play.
Yeah, Trent Cole, remember?
Wide receiver, linebacker, running back. They just don't pick him for some reason. And Joe Douglas, and I'll be the first one to admit it, I cheered him on because my little brother lives in Baltimore. All I heard was, this guy's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who'd he get? We didn't get anybody.
Well, it's too soon to judge the 2018 draft, right?
He's been here three. This is his third year, Rob.
And you go back to 16. They got Carson. They got Jalen Mills in the seventh round. And for as much as we want to criticize Jalen Mills, Chris, he is a starter.
Cornerback. I'm not disputing that. Is he a playmaker? No, he's not a playmaker.
Yeah.
So name a playmaker. It's not these guys' fault. I love these guys. Even the guys that are new on the team that didn't win a Super Bowl, I have nothing against them.
You're right, though. You look at Danelle Pumphrey. You look at Shelton Gibson. You look at some of these guys who were drafted in rounds where they should, and I appreciate the call. I got to go, Chris. You look at some of these guys who were drafted in positions where other teams have been able to take guys, and that's what sets them up for future, man. That's what's setting them up for down the road. And if you're not hitting on guys in the second, third, and fourth round, you better be hitting on them in the first. But if you're not hitting on them in the second, third, and fourth round, that's a problem. That's a problem. I think it's too early to judge. It's clearly too early to judge the 2018 draft and a little bit of the 2017. But you look back at the 2016 draft and you see that some of the guys are, what do you got in the 2016 Eagles draft? Isaac Samalu is the third round pick, and he might end up being, he's starting now at left guard. They didn't have a second that year. Wendell Smallwood is what he is. He's not going to be a guy that you count on. Big V was taken in the fifth round. And Jalen Mills in the seventh. Alex McAllister's not here anymore. Who was the other fifth-round pick or sixth-round pick? Blake Countess, cornerback. So out of that first draft in 2016 and Joe Walker. So you got Jalen Mills as a starter. Big V was a starter on the Super Bowl championship team. Samalu is a starter now. And, of course, Carson and Smallwood. It's not like they got a Kareem Hunt. I can't say that's a terrible draft. I can't say it's a terrible draft. I look at 2017 and Danelle Pumphrey. That was a bad pick. That was absolutely a bad pick. 610-632-0975. Are you ready to bench Jason Peters for Big V? It looks like the Eagles are reluctant to do that. It looks like the Eagles, there's a tremendous amount of respect for Jason Peters. There's a lot of loyalty involved. If he's healthy, it's one thing. But if he's got these nagging injuries and if he's got all this other stuff, the torn biceps, the quad. I think it's an opportunity right now where you don't call it a benching. It's a heel up time. He's not playing because he's got a heel. So you let him rest. You let him get better. And you go with Big V. And if Big V continues to play well and he's doing better than what you think Jason Peters can, you leave him out there. At some point, Jason Peters can't continue. He's not going to be in the NFL. He's going to retire, and he's going to step aside. And if he's hurting the team's chances, I understand loyalty, and that's a great thing, but you got to do what's best for the team. So where are you on Big V versus Jason Peters? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Glenn in Upper Darby. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Glenn? Glenn? All right, he's still on hold. It's I look at that situation, and I see Big V, and I see a guy who we thought in this preseason, as bad as he was in the preseason, we thought that that's a guy who, well, he had struggles, and then he had that comment where he said he wasn't really ready. And we were ready to write him off. Like, Big V, after all he did last year, stepping in there for Jason Peters, winning, helping the Eagles win the Super Bowl, and then he has a rough preseason, and he's honest about it, and he admits that he wasn't ready for the start of the preseason, for whatever reason, Super Bowl hangover, any of that stuff. After all of that, now here he is, and he's ready to step in for Jason Peters. I'm okay with, all right, let Jason Peters rest. Let him get healthy. Put him on the sideline and go with Big V. All right, Glenn in Upper Darby, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Glenn?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Rob, but yeah.
Yeah, hi, Rob.
What's up, man? How are you?
Okay. Very disappointing loss on Saturday for the Flyers, 1-0.
Yeah.
You think they pop out of it tomorrow night against the Florida Panthers?
It's they're home, aren't they?
Yes, correct.
Glenn, they got to win a home game. They're 0-2 at home. They got to win a home game. Maybe tomorrow's their night.
Sixers. Game tomorrow night opener.
Yeah,
it's up in Boston, TD Garden.
Tough one.
You think they win one? You think they win that, or you think they lose?
Glenn, it wouldn't surprise me if they go in there and sneak out a W against Boston in Boston as the Celtics. That would not shock me because they're going to have a little bit of growing pains with Kyrie and Hayward coming back to the lineup with everybody else that they have to. Yeah.
Do you think they make the trade, Gerald Bayless for Kyle Korver?
Gerald Bayless for Kyle Korver?
I had read that months ago in the
paper.
Did
you? Well, I would do it in a heartbeat if it was available to him.
But Korver's not available, in other words.
If he becomes available, if they're going to move him, I would make that trade in a heartbeat, Glenn. He would certainly give the Sixers that shooter.
Okay.
By the way, Jamal Crawford today signed with, I'm not sure where he signed, but there was all that talk in the summer that they were going to get Jamal Crawford, and he signed. What do you got on the running backs, Glenn?
Okay. Do you think they go out and get Le'Veon Bell?
No.
6'1", 225-pounder.
No chance. I don't think it happens.
How about Tevin Coleman?
Tevin Coleman, if the Falcons make him available, that's a guy that I would be interested in for sure.
Yeah, and the Falcons are 1-5.
Yeah, they won yesterday. They're 2-4 now.
Okay, and there's another guy available.
Who you got?
The Arizona Cardinals. Howard Johnson.
David Johnson. 610-632-0975. Glenn had a lot of questions. He had a lot of questions there. This guy to that guy, from that one to that one. But I hope we answered them all. Jamal Crawford, by the way, signed with the Phoenix Suns. Thanks, Sam. Yeah, I knew he signed it. And it was like he was really close to signing with the Sixers at one point in the offseason. Real close to signing with the Sixers and ends up not signing until now, the eve of the NBA season, and he's going to the Phoenix Suns. You look around the NBA, and you see that the East is now missing LeBron James. And for the first time this year, we're going to see an NBA Finals with an Eastern Conference team that does not have LeBron James on its roster. The Celtics, the Raptors, the Sixers, the three teams that are the top three favorites in the East. I don't think the Sixers at this point right now going into the season, I can't pick the Sixers to win the Eastern Conference Finals and reach the NBA Finals. I still have to go with Boston. I'm interested to see how the Raptors react to their new head coach. And if Kawhi Leonard is motivated to be the top five player that he can be when he wants to be, or is Kawhi Leonard looking forward to wherever he's going to go next year, L.A. or wherever he leaves in free agency. So that's got potential to go one of two ways. The Celtics are stacked. How do you see the Sixers in this Eastern Conference? How do you see them improving on last year. Do you agree with me that I think they could win the same amount of games or maybe one game more or one game even less, but yet be in better position for the playoffs even without showing that reflected in the amount of wins in the regular season? What's your number for the Sixers for the regular season? Who's the pitcher that you would want on the mound in a do-or-die game? And are you ready to give Big V the left tackle starting job over Jason Peters? 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez from my favorite window company, Window Nation. Temperatures are falling fast, and that is a great reminder that your window, pun intended, for getting new windows installed before the holidays and snow hits is closing. While most window companies are experiencing 12-week lead times, Window Nation can do it in less than half the time and save you half the money. Call today and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free. No limit. There is only one thing better than free windows. That's free financing. And for the next 2 weeks, Window Nation is offering no interest for 5 years. New windows now and no interest for 60 months. Call the window company that over 80,000 homeowners have already trusted and take advantage of this amazing offer now and get two windows free for every two windows you buy and 0% interest for 5 years. Visit WindowNation.com and save this winter and forever on your energy bills. Eliminate the nasty drafts and start enjoying all the benefits of new windows today. That's WindowNation.com or call 1-866-90-NATION today.
Hi, Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager. He is so committed to this cause, he's going to donate $500 when my Turnersville Jeep tweet reaches 500 retweets. Wait till you see their huge selection of Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Hey, this is Jason Martinez. Football's back, but that's only the second best news I've got for you today because, as you know, FanDuel's brand new sportsbook app is live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of finally. FanDuel Sportsbook, they have all your favorite sports and bets, including spreads, money lines, and more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey, but you can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere. But you're only going to be able to place bets in the Garden State. Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code, Jason. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100 with my code, Jason. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ and use my code, Jason, to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only. Must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older. In New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
Would you like to see actual magic? All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and prepare to be amazed. We make junk disappear right before your eyes. All you have to do is point, send us a signal, and we'll be there in clean, shiny trucks and snappy, happy uniforms. Point at anything you wish was gone. Gone! We're really good at this. All you have to do
is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny is proud to stock Eaton wiring devices, breakers and load centers, beeline enclosures, fuses, and more. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
Reach your savings goals faster this fall with Citadel's high-rate certificates. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 3.10%. That's right, 3.10% when you open a 48-month certificate. Or earn 2.85% on a 24-month certificate. These new rates are only for a limited time, so don't miss out. To learn more, visit CitadelBanking.com/certificates. Call Citadel or visit a Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus. You. Minimum deposit to earn APY, $75,000. Rates subject to change.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Ave. Now under new ownership. Catch all the games this season in their newly renovated game room with darts, ping pong, pool, and more. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all games and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games. Join Nick's Roast Beef and the Castor, Busselton, and Cottman Business Association for the second annual Northeast Philly Fall Food Truck Festival, Sunday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. at PC Richard & Son, located at 2420 Cottman Ave. Over a dozen of Philly's best food trucks, beer garden, live music, and plenty of fun for the kids.
M-E-I-N-E-K-E, Meineke.
Stay on the road worry-free year-round. Save time and money at Meineke on all your service and auto repair needs. Plus, free towing when you become a Meineke Rewards member. Visit Meineke.com for a total car care center near you.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Ram Power Days are here this fall. But the weather and leaves aren't all that are changing right now. More people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Like the all-new Ram 1500 with its available legendary Hemi engine. And Ram 3500 with best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing. With features like these, it's no wonder Ram trucks keep muscling their way past the competition. During Ram Power Days, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, when properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution or lease through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 11-4-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-31-18.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
And we're back on 97.5, The Fanatic. Rob Motti with you. 610-632-0975. I'm in for Devon Givens. Joe Torti will be here at 9 o'clock. And I ask, which pitcher would you give the ball to in a Game 7? Because I look at Clayton Kershaw and I see a guy who has had his share of postseason struggles, David Price, 0-9 in his last however many starts in the postseason. He didn't get a win last night, didn't pitch well, but was an out away from getting that win because the Red Sox bailed him out. And for me, the guy is Curt Schilling. Had same caller said Whitey Ford and Bob Gibson. Had a guy say Roger Clemens. Sean checks in on Giants. Sean checks in on Twitter. Says Greg Maddux or Roger Clemens. Greg Maddux was my favorite pitcher to watch. Favorite pitcher to watch ever. And he's got great numbers in the World Series. But he doesn't have in a postseason. He had some rough starts. He also had a bunch of blown saves, too, as well. He had Mark Wohlers blew some saves for him. His postseason numbers for Greg Maddux. Here's a guy who was, how many would he have regular season? 390
No, three. How many wins? 355. Guys ain't going to win anything close to that. 355 regular season wins for Greg Maddux. But in the postseason, he was 11. What was he in the postseason? 11-14? 11-14, 327 ERA. He actually pitched for the Dodgers against the Phillies in the 2008 NLCS. Pitched in two games in relief. 11-14, 327 ERA, 35 games, 30 starts. In the World Series, though, he had a 209 ERA. 342 in the NLDS, 367 in the NLCS. He wasn't the dominant guy that he was in a regular season, but he wasn't horrible in the postseason. So Greg Maddux is my favorite pitcher to watch, and I got a great Greg Maddux story. So it wasn't even my first year at AP. It was before I started there, and I go down. I'm not sure if I was. So it was my previous, I was a writer at a small paper, and I was also at the Courier Post. And I go down, and it's Phillies, Braves, Maddux, Curt Schilling. And I go into the Braves clubhouse for the first time, and I'm 23, 24, something like that. And Greg Maddux, like I said, is my favorite pitcher, favorite guy watching of all time. And he's scheduled to pitch that day. And I didn't know that you're not supposed to. I see all the players talking to media pregame because the locker room, the clubhouse is open after batting, before batting, but at that time it was before and after batting practice. Now it's since changed. So I didn't know that it was standard practice that the starting pitcher doesn't talk to the media because he's concentrating and focusing on pitching, and it all made sense to me afterwards, but I didn't know that. So I just went right up to Greg Maddux and just start a conversation. Tom, I've always enjoyed watching him pitch, and he's my favorite pitcher to watch, and who was his? And I'll never forget, he told me it was Jose Rio who pitched for the Cincinnati Reds, and we're just having a conversation, and I walk away, and I'm appreciative of it, and I walk away, and the beat writers for the Braves come up, and they're like, how long have you known Greg? I said, I've never met him before in my life. This was my first time. And they said, oh, because he never talks to anybody the day he's supposed to start. We thought you were friends or you had some. I was like, no, I guess it was luck of the draw. He felt like being a nice guy. I also remember him running around in the clubhouse, and he's just like, he looked like a professor, but he liked to crack jokes and do funny things and all that stuff. So he was... He was my favorite pitcher to watch, but I'd still take Curt Schilling over him in a postseason game. I'd go with Schill in a postseason game. Who would you take? Who's the guy you would take in a do or die game 7? 610-632-0975. And are you ready to say to Jason Peters, thank you for your years of service. Thank you for all that you have done for this team. But right now, you got a lot going on with your health. Got the torn biceps, you got the quad nagging you, you're not playing as well. Maybe you could rest up, heal up. We'll come back to you when you feel a whole lot better. Big V gives the Eagles a better chance to win. He gives Carson Wentz better protection right now. Are you ready to move on from Jason Peters? And it's not a benching, it's a get better time, heal up time. 610-632-0975. And the Sixers are going to start their season tomorrow against the Celtics. How do you feel about the win total? How many games do you think they can win? How deep can they go in the East? Brett Brown talked about the goal being the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's the next step for this team. You look, they got to surpass the Raptors. They got to surpass the Boston Celtics. And Celtics and the Raptors are the two teams that are clearly going into the season ahead of them. Raptors got added Kawhi Leonard. They traded DeMar DeRozan to get him. So they add a superstar. They lose a guy. But I look at Kawhi and I wonder, what's he going to be like Is he going to be motivated? Is he going to go in there and be that top five guy? Is he going to be that top five guy that he can be? Or is he looking ahead to next year? And that's going to determine a lot of what happens with the Raptors. But then as far as the Celtics are concerned, you had Kyrie Irving back, Gordon Hayward back to a team that already went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals with Tatum, Brown, Smart, and Horford, and the guys they have. That they are entering the season a team to beat. And how do you see the 76ers? How do you see the 76ers competing with them? Not just tomorrow night in the season opener. I think they have a chance to steal that game. But over the course of the season and into the playoffs, because there's a good chance they'll see them again in the playoffs. And that rivalry, it's back. It's clearly back. Celtics-Sixers rivalry is back. I grew up in the Bird, Dr. J rivalry. I grew up in that era. It was fun, and it's great to have it back. It's so fun to have it back. Justin in Mantua, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Justin?
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. So, just a little bit up on Jason Peters. I guess I'm already moving on from him. I just have a feeling he's going to be one of those kind of guys that doesn't really know when it's time to hang up the patch.
You always have those guys that you got to kind of nudge them a little bit.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I appreciate everything he's done. He's an all-pro. And I just think that in his mind, he still thinks he's an all-pro. And he probably also doesn't want to go out on, you know, the injury like he went, you know, like he went down last season. You know, I just have the feeling that it's just going to be a little bit harder for him, you know, to nudge out. You know, I mean, he's got an ego because with the Chip Kelly days, he didn't even want to strap on the pads for him the last couple of games because he didn't want to get hurt. You know, so there is going to be a little bit of that, you know, back and forth with him, I think.
Yeah, I'm ready to say, hey, take all the time you need to heal and get better. Let's go with Big V.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
But my Game 7 guy?
Yeah.
Randy Johnson.
He was nasty.
Game on the line, Randy Johnson, the big unit.
He's got that intimidation factor that no one else gives you. Like, if you're a left-handed batter, you don't want to step in a box against Randy Johnson, Justin.
No, or if you're a bird flying through the air.
Yeah, it's so true. That is so true. He's a good one. I remember how he and Curt Schilling carried Arizona in 2000. I guess it was 2001 against the Yankees, and there was the one game where one of them or both of them came back on short rest. Either Schilling started and Johnson finished, or Johnson started and Schilling finished, but it was incredible performance by both guys.
Yep, in their prime, I wouldn't want to face either of them.
Yep, I agree with you, man. That's a good one. Randy Johnson. Justin, appreciate the call. Thank you. Have a great Monday night. Randy Johnson is a guy who intimidated opponents just by his look, his size, his scraggly hair, 6'10" on the mound, looks like he's 7 foot whatever, and he's a guy who he's scary, and I wouldn't want to face him. We all saw what Randy Johnson and the whole John Kruk Randy Johnson thing. And what was it? It was it was an All-Star game one year. Kruk wanted no parts of Randy Johnson. Randy's postseason stats, I'm sure they're good. It's hard to top Curt Schilling. There's still one other pitcher. The guy mentioned Bob Gibson. There's another pitcher that was incredible in the postseason that hasn't been mentioned. Randy Johnson, how about that? 7-9, 350 ERA. In 19 games, 16 postseason starts. But that one year, I look at those numbers and get those for you in 2001. 610-632-0975. It is 8 p.m. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Randy Johnson pitched into the postseason in 2001 with Arizona in that World Series. So he was the MVP of the World Series. He was 3-0, 1.04 ERA, started two games and finished one. 17 in the third innings, 9 hits, 2 runs, 19 strikeouts. He and Curt Schilling were incredible. They were dominant in that one. On Twitter, at 97.5, the Fanatic, and I'm getting Roy Halladay to win a Game 7 from FPT Center. His stuff was so nasty, and I can count on him for a full 9. Roy Halladay, it's a good one. It's a good one. He just didn't do it enough in the postseason for me to say I take him over Schill, or I take him over Johnson, or I take him over these guys. Like, Curt Schilling did it for a long period of time. 11-2, 2.23 ERA and 19 starts. Same guy says it was startling how much Jason Peters was being pushed around by the Giants. Big V is the better option going forward. As hard as it is to say that you want to bench Jason Peters, man, it's tough to put him out there the way he's been performing. It really is. It's tough to put him out there the way that he's been performing because you see him at times getting dominated. Not the whole game, but at times he's getting dominated, and you got to make sure Carson Wentz stays healthy. That's the key thing. You got to make sure Carson Wentz stays healthy. Euro John checks in on Twitter and tells me that before the 1 p.m. games yesterday, Michael Vick, this surprises me, Michael Vick's top 5 list of quarterbacks, he had Kirk Cousins 5th and Patrick Mahomes 1, and he didn't have Carson in his top 5. So I don't know what his criteria was. I'm going to text Michael Vick and ask him. He did not have Carson in his top 5. What's the criteria, though, that he's going off? I don't know what he was going off there. And he put Patrick Mahomes 1. So there you go, getting carried away. I could see why Michael Vick would put Patrick Mahomes 1. It's a guy who reminds him, it's a right-handed version of Michael Vick. A better passer right now, clearly, this early in his career than Michael Vick was. It took until Vick came to the Eagles in 2010 for him to really become a good pocket quarterback, a decent pocket quarterback. Before that, and it took playing with Andy Reid and Marty Morinwig, and he was the NFL's comeback player of the year that year, led the Eagles to the NFC East title. Then they lost to Green Bay, who was one of the 2 6 seeds who ever reached the Super Bowl, and they won it. But he's a guy who I always enjoyed watching, Michael Vick, because he could throw a 70-yard touchdown pass with a simple flick of his wrist or run for 70 yards at any given time. I enjoyed watching him. My favorite quarterback to watch growing up was Randall Cunningham because I enjoyed the scrambling-type quarterbacks who also had the strong arm. Randall was another guy. He could run for 100 yards or he could throw it 100 yards. Patrick Mahomes, he makes those incredible, sensational plays. He's a gifted, talented, athletic, very skilled quarterback. And a lot of people are giving him the recognition, and he deserves it. But I'm not ready to hand him the baton from Tom Brady. I would pass that baton to Carson Wentz. Whenever Tom Brady's ready to step down. I don't see that guy stepping down anytime soon. And I'm fine with that. I enjoy watching him play. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti in for Devon Givens on the Fanatic. Taking a look at some of the things that Jim Schwartz had to say. I always enjoy Jim Schwartz when he has his coordinators news conference every week. And this week they did it on a Monday because of the mini bye instead of on Tuesday when they usually make him available. What does Jalen Mills do in the red zone? He seems to be especially effective. I think all our corners play with a pretty good technique in the red zone. It's about having vision on the ball. Quarterbacks like to throw it. Guys that aren't looking at the ball, he does a good job of visioning the ball. Visioning the ball. You always get a new word, too. And he's strong. I think both of those things serve him well. Here's the thing, so a couple weeks ago, Jim Schwartz says that Rasul Douglas is a guy that they look at strictly as an outside cornerback. He also says that most of their secondary players, they like to cross-train. A little bit of safety, a little bit of cornerback, be able to use them in different spots.
But when asked about Russell Douglas 2 weeks ago, said no, that's not the case with him. Even after Rodney McLeod was lost for the season, they had to start Corey Graham, and then they went with Avonte Maddox, the rookie, instead of Douglas, who'd been here. And he maintained that. And then Douglas says on Twitter that he played safety in college and he could play anywhere. And then last week, Thursday night against the Giants, Sidney Jones goes down and Russell Douglas goes in at safety. And he's asked about that today. And Schwartz said it certainly wasn't ideal because we were, I mean, that's sort of what we had. And being on a short week, even though we had only done walkthrough and stuff like that, he was the guy that we had gotten up to speed right there. Then we lost Jalen Mills for a play. And Trey Sullivan went in at safety. So it's literally a situation where it's all hands on deck in a game like that. Whatever it takes to get through, you have to do. That's where we were with it. Not ideal going forward, but, you know, we'll make the best of what we have each week. DeAndre Hall's a guy that they acquired right before week two. Could he jump in there, or is he just a special teams guy? And Schwartz says every step along the way, he's gotten a little bit more indoctrinated. It's been hard to get him practice reps, but that might change also. And then the question about Jalen Mills being an option to start inside. And Schwartz says emergency-wise and everything else, but right now the next guy after Sidney Jones was Avonte Maddox, so we'll see what happens as we go forward. So Jim Schwartz is basically, he's married to Jalen Mills on the outside. That's where he wants him. That's where he wants to keep him. They won a Super Bowl with him there. It doesn't appear, barring an emergency, as he called it, that he's going to be moving him inside at any time. Russell Douglas might be getting some more time at safety. He's getting cross-trained at that position. I understand it. I understand with Jim Schwartz where he's coming from there. And I don't think, you know, they did a decent job against the Giants shutting down Odell Beckham Jr. They had a little bit more of a pass rush against Eli. It was Eli. They gave up a ton of yards on the ground to Saquon Barkley, and that's the first time they've done that all year. And, of course, earlier in the season, teams really didn't have to try to run the ball against the Eagles because they could pass it so well. But this defense needs to continue to improve, needs to continue to get better. And they got Cam Newton coming in here. And Cam Newton is a guy with incredible talent as well. Big quarterback, hard to take down, not afraid to run with the ball. They got Christian McCaffrey. Torrey Smith made some plays yesterday too. But they lost that game against Washington. I'm not a Cam Newton guy because of Cam Newton's personality, Cam Newton's what appears to be some selfishness, all about me kind of thing. But he could be a tough quarterback. They handled him last year in Carolina. I think they win this game. And I'll get into that later in the week when I'm on again. Jim Schwartz says Cam Newton has opened up every design run that you can imagine, and they've really ramped up their designed quarterback runs this year over anything that they have done in the past. Certainly makes it difficult. We have a strike zone we have to stay in. You don't want to hit them late. You have to hit them in the strike. So he's talking about where they hit them and not accruing any of those roughing the passer penalties or any of that stuff. 610-632-0975. I'm ready to move on from Jason Peters and let him get completely healthy. Let him get right and maybe give another shot later on in the season. But for now, it should be Big V's job at the starting left tackle spot. That is, of course, assuming Lane Johnson is good to go, and I think Lane Johnson should be good to go. Otherwise, you put Big V at the right tackle spot. But I think Lane Johnson's health is a little bit further along, and he played the other day. He didn't finish the game, but he didn't finish the game mainly because it was a route. But I think that Lane Johnson will be able to go before Jason Peters. And if Jeff Stoutland's right and Jason Peters isn't going to miss any time, it's an opportunity for Doug Peterson to say, hey, let's get Big V in there. Let's do what's best for the team right now. And I know we got a lot of
years out of Jason Peters and a lot of loyalty and everything else. Respect the guy, and Jeffrey Lurie likes him a lot. They have a great, great relationship, but sometimes when it's time to move on or it's time to do what's right for the team, do it. 610-632-0975. That's where I am with Jason Peters and Big V. How do you feel about that? Are you ready to move on from him? Are you ready to... Are you ready to say, hey, Jason Peters, thank you. Appreciate all the time you've given us. But let's get Big V in there. How do you feel about that? And what I started the show off with was Patrick Mahomes getting an awful lot of love. Awful lot of love and attention across the country. And I get it. I understand it. And I'm not trying to take away anything from Patrick Mahomes. I just feel there's a little bit, there's a little level, just a certain little level of lack of respect for Carson Wentz. And some people said, hey, that's a Philly thing. People, they don't respect Philly teams, and they won the Super Bowl last year and they won it without him, and maybe that's why. I just kind of feel like people are ready to hand the baton from Tom Brady to someone else. They thought about Deshaun Watson for about 5 or 6 weeks last year, and then he goes down. Now Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes could very well end up being all he has been the first 6 weeks and more. He's a special player. Patrick Mahomes might already fall into, yesterday I was talking about the must-see players, guys I got to watch. Like making sure, since I forgot to DVR the game, that my wife was able to do it so I could watch every snap Tom Brady against the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes might already be in that category now. Like, he's fun to watch. Guy who could scramble around and make plays, a guy who could do things with his legs, who makes some of those throws across his body, throws in odd spots, hard positions, everything. You saw Brady trying, there was a play down near inside the red zone, I think it was inside the five, where Brady was, it looked like he was looking at the receiver in the slot. It may have been Gronk. And he had his feet set and ready to throw. And at the last second, he threw outside. And it was an incomplete pass to probably Julian Edelman. And that's a throw that Brady's just not athletically gifted enough to be able to have his feet set one way, looking that way, and then throwing from an odd angle. Mahomes probably would have been able to make that play. Carson Wentz probably would have been able to make that play. Carson Wentz has incredible athleticism. I think that gets overlooked. And there's people who look at him coming off the ACL, LCL, and saying that he's damaged goods or he's got the knee and this and that. He's not afraid to run, and I think he's shown and he's proven that he's still able to escape and he's still able to create with his legs, extend the drive, make a play by escaping the pocket, by running outside, not necessarily running for the first down, but extending the play and then finding, like he did against the Giants the first series after the interception. The touchdown pass to Alshon Jeffrey was exactly that. It was Carson Wentz making a play. 610-632-0975 is a number to get in. Sixers starting the season tomorrow in Boston. And looking at some of the NBA predictions for 2018-2019 season, a lot of course, the Warriors. Warriors going for their fourth title in 5 years. I see there's one Sixers to win the East. How many? I'm not seeing a lot. And I get that. I understand it. their chances of making the playoffs are 98%. Who thought that 3 years ago, 2 years ago, only 2 years ago, when they were still right in the middle of trusting the process, right? And now the Sixers enter the season, and what is this, 538.com? It says the Sixers' chances of making the playoffs are 98%. Warriors 99, greater than 99, Rockets 98. They have the Sixers at 53 wins. That's what I'm saying, 52, 53, they might not make a huge leap in those wins, but I think they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals, even if they don't go significantly more in the regular season. Their chances of winning the title, 5%. Their chances of making the finals, 19%. So in the East, the team's chances of making the finals, you got the Celtics at 26, Raptors at 34, and then the Sixers with the third best chance at 19. How do you feel about that? Sixers with the third best chance, according to this one site, of making the finals in the East. Behind the Raptors at 34, Celtics at 26. They're counting on Kawhi being the motivated Kawhi. The Sixers at 19. Let's go to Frank in North Philly. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how you doing, big guy?
I'm doing great, man.
You know, my concerns about the Sixers going this season is Markelle Fultz. He looks petrified on the floor. I don't care.
Still?
I mean, I'm not confident in him. I don't know how Colangelo slipped on Tatum to pick him. He's constantly inconsistent. Yeah, he's good around the rim at times. But when the season starts and the real competition starts, I believe he's going to be the Sixers' downfall. Grant you, the Sixers don't have a great bench.
Well, now you got JJ coming off the bench, right?
Other than him. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, Fultz is the weak link. And I'm telling you, I don't think he's strong enough, other than Ben Simmons and Embiid and Sarge and JJ Redick. He is not Tatum.
Well, if he's not the guy or close to the guy they thought he was when they drafted him at number one, and he can't develop, yeah, that's a crushing blow, man, because they're counting on him this year. They didn't add that other star. They're counting on him developing.
You hear what Brett Brown said? I'm going to use him.
Yeah.
And, you know, want you to be patient with him. There's no time for patience this season. Because I don't see the Sixers getting back to 52 wins with him as that lead guard to complement Ben Simmons.
They won 52 without him, Frank.
You're right, partner. I watched him, and he looks petrified. I don't know how he became the number one overall pick. I don't know what I'm glad Colangelo's gone. But I am really petrified of this guy. And I watched him in preseason, and he's always, you know, inconsistent.
So you think he still looks scared? You know what that Brett Brown comment, though, Frank, was all about? I think what Brett Brown was trying to say is, man, I don't want the fans booing this kid because he's worried about his psyche. I think that's what the bottom line is. He's worried about, he doesn't want fans to get on him early.
Before you cut me off, what mm-hmm. school did he come from? And what made them, who evaluated this guy over Tatum? Who's scouting? I'm really upset about that. I'm really not confident in him.
He was at Washington, University of Washington. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call. And Markelle Fultz, here's the thing, right? We look back at that, and we look back at Colangelo, and we say, how could he have made that? How could he have traded away the opportunity to take Jason Tatum, who was clearly the better player last year and had such an impact? But everyone who at that time going into that draft, and I agree with what Frank's saying, is like, if you're getting paid to make these evaluations, that is your job as a scout in the NBA, as a GM in the NBA, as the president of a team, that is your job to make these evaluations and to make sure you get them right. You can't miss. But I don't remember at that time, when all of this was happening, all this was going down, I don't remember many people saying, yeah, Mark, that's a bad move. That's a bad move. I think everybody was on board. Like, from all of the projections and all of the people who were NBA experts and insiders and analysts watching Markelle Fultz. I didn't watch Markelle Fultz in college. And the people who are in charge of making those decisions all thought he was good enough to be the number one overall pick, so much so that they traded up and gave up a pick to get him. And now, of course, hindsight is what it is. We look back and go, how in the world do you do that? Jason Tatum, yeah, I wasn't there for the workouts. I didn't see Jason Tatum in for the workouts. I didn't make those, you know, I didn't make those decisions. I had a chance to interview Jason Tatum and just chat with him a little bit, non-basketball. Very impressive kid. Very maturity level wise, above and beyond Markelle Fultz. Beyond it. But he holds the key. Markelle holds the key to what the Sixers are going to do this year, because they're counting on him. They're expecting Markelle Fultz to be that guy. Let's go real quick to Drew in Warminster. You're on 975 The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on? Great show, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, so I'm not an I told you so guy, not at all, but I was one of those few people when that trade was made for the number one pick to get Fultz, obviously. I hated it. I hated it at the time. I didn't want to give up that extra one pick.
That's what hurts. You know, when you look at it and you go, man, is that kid that much better that he's worth an extra number one pick? I hear you.
Well, that's what hurt me. I thought there was so much talent in the top 10 in that draft, and to give up an entire another number one pick, one that potentially could be fantastic down the line, to give that up and then to see how well Tatum's doing with Boston. And Tatum was one of my three guys. I said, sit at three. If you can grab Tatum, I really liked Jackson, and I can't remember who my other guy was. I think it was that Kentucky point guard. But regardless, I think if they had sat back and let it play out, it would have been a lot better. Obviously, retrospect, 2020.
We look back. I remember when the trade was made, I was like, well, they think that Fultz is that dynamic and that good, so he better be. He better be, and he wasn't. In year one, he certainly wasn't.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Drew. Thank you. 610-632-0975. Chris, I'll get to you next. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. Football Monday on The Fanatic is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you. For more details, that's right, Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
This 15 minutes of fame is brought to you by Geico. Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Philly, let's be honest. We just don't recognize enough people for doing great work in their community. Whether it's a neighbor, a friend, a co-worker, or even a stranger. Going that extra mile for those in need can be life-changing. Geico wants to thank you and celebrate your good deeds by honoring you with 15 minutes of fame. Just send an email to geico@bbgi.com to submit your nomination. That's geico@bbgi.com. Each month, Geico and 97.5 The Fanatic will choose one person and honor them on air.
Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price. And it only takes 15 minutes quiz to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today to see how much you could save.
As a business owner, you know a comprehensive employee benefits program helps attract and retain top talent. But the frustration of escalating costs, increased HR, and legislative compliance limits your ability to remain an employer of choice. Work with a partner who can help you gain a competitive edge.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. It's time to take advantage of our comprehensive benefit analysis and protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Clean out your crap. Bring us your scrap. Declutter. Make some money at Armor Metal Recycling. Car parts, engines, computers, wire, peripherals, metals. We take it all. It doesn't matter if it's left over at the job or left out at the curb. If it's metals, we'll accept it. Our six-acre facility features easy tractor-trailer accessibility and two loading docks for unloading pallets, plus 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly accept catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. And you can trust at Armor Metals Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices and the best customer service. Whether you need container, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School. Or at ArmorMetalsRecycling.com. Armor Metals and Recycling, your trusted recycling partner.
Ram Power Days are here this fall. But the weather and leaves aren't all that are changing right now. More people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Like the all-new Ram 1500 with its available legendary Hemi engine. And Ram 3500 with best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing. With features like these, it's no wonder Ram trucks keep muscling their way past the competition. During Ram Power Days, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, when properly equipped, class based on 350, 3500 pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution at least through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 11-4-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-31-18.
Hello, King here. I speaketh on Bud Light and the tailgate. It may surprise you to learn that I actually invented the tailgate. Ask anyone. I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light at yours. You're welcome. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. Woo! 97.5, The Fanatic.
Nine-seven-five. The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. The WWE 2K19 roster is the biggest yet and loaded with your favorite WWE superstars, legends, and Hall of Famers alongside your NXT favorites. My career is back and better than ever with an original story voiced by over 25 WWE superstars, making it the best experience yet. WWE 2K19. From 2K, get it now on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC, rated T14. WWE Legends, Hall of Famers, and Superstars. Might have to get into a little bit of WWE real quick. Let me go first to Chris in Williamstown. He's been holding on, 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob, you know what's funny? You could talk wrestling with me anytime, man. It's like you were looking... It's like you were looking at my living room TV, man. I've got Monday Night Raw on.
I love it. I was going to say, you know, and it's had some fun these last few segments I'm here with. Who's like your all-time favorite wrestling interview? You know, not the wrestlers. Yeah, you know, I used to watch it, and I love watching it for the longest time. I watched wrestling, Chris, up until my wife and I had twin girls, and she's like, you can't watch that because I don't want them watching this. And what? So I stopped like 4 or 5 years ago. But all-time favorite wrestling interview, Ric Flair for me. It's got to be the Nature Boy.
Yeah, and you know what, Rob? Even when he was in WCW, a lot of the things he did in the ring, he just it would be natural because, and at times you were worried about the man having an aneurysm because he was just, he was going so hard.
I know.
You worried about him falling over and kicking a can at sometimes because he was just so hyped. But
no doubt,
it's funny, they're in Philadelphia tonight at the Wells Fargo. So
yeah, there you go. They're in Philly tonight, and I'm doing this read about the WWE 2K19. So I'm going to introduce this as your favorite wrestling interview. We'll do that for the last little bit here. What do you got on the Sixers and Carson Wentz?
All right. You know what, Rob? As far as Carson Wentz, I think you're underselling it. But at the same time, the only reason I say that is because when you look at the talent on his team versus compared to last year, I think it's better considering that you had Torrey Wilson for the majority of the season, and now it looks like you're not going to have Mike Wallace at all. Like, you know, they're and the running back position.
Torrey Smith, you mean? You said Torrey Wilson, Torrey Smith.
Torrey Smith, yes.
So are you saying Torrey, I saw Torrey Wilson when she was with A-Rod at an A-Rod. So you're saying that this year's team is better, more talented, or last year's team?
No, last year's definitely. Like, I feel like this team is more near year one Carson Wentz team than it was last year, even with Alshon Jeffrey out there, because you don't have LeGarrette, because you don't have Torrey Smith.
Or
Jay Ajayi, like, I mean, and Mike Wallace is out, like, it's not helping his act. So, in a way, I think Carson Wentz has had to do more to help this team win than he has had to do in years one or two, and you're seeing him excel more in those situations than you did even last year. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't talk Sixers, because they're coming, I'm biting at the bit for tomorrow night. And look, you know what, the one caller who was worried about Markel Fultz, dude, R-E-L-A-X, and I'm going to tell you why. The fact that you can have Ben Simmons posting up at the foul line and having Markel being able to either dish it, shoot if he gets the, you know, enough space, like, people don't understand the dynamic that this kid adds to this team that you missed big time last year, even in the playoffs, that Brett Brown wanted to use him in the playoffs a little bit, even though he wasn't per se ready. No, you're going to see him. He's going to come out and shock the world this year, in my opinion, because I have trust in Markel Fultz.
You got that confidence, huh?
Oh, man, they sold me on his shooting ability that I think it's going to be A-OK, Rob. They're going to squash the 52 or 53. We're going to go a little bit higher than that, man.
All right, Chris, appreciate the call, man. Yep. Thank you. Get back to your WWE. He's high on Markel Fultz. He thinks Markel Fultz is going to be the guy that they expected him to be. I'm not ready to say that. I want to see a little bit more out of him. I got to see what he can do, but I would not write him off. Absolutely not. I think this team saw enough in him. The fact that you got Brett Brown coaching him up and he worked with Drew Hanlon and he was able to put up all those thousands of shots in the summer. I'm looking at a guy who there's a chance, there's an opportunity for him to be who they, or close to who they thought he was. 610-632-0975. So we'll continue some Sixers conversation. How many wins do you think they get? I think they're at the 52-53 range, but I think they have a chance to go one round deeper to the Eastern Conference Finals, even if they don't win, if they don't take a 5 or 6 game leap from last year. And that's hard to do after they won 52 games last year to move to being a 58 win team, 60 win team. They could be a 52, 53 win team and still be in better shape, better position, and have more success in the playoffs. So we'll continue to talk about that. Carson Wentz, why he gets a little bit of the little disrespected across the league, Nash. And I'm not talking from players or coaches. It's just that national perception where people always want to jump on the hot guy, and the hot guy now is Patrick Mahomes. I'm not handing the baton from Brady to Mahomes. I think that baton goes to Carson Wentz in a couple of years. So we'll continue talking about that, 610-632-0975. And with the baseball playoffs going on right now,
and seeing guys like Clayton Kershaw and David Price, who are immensely talented pitchers, and in Kershaw's case, a Hall of Famer, Hall of Fame caliber, first ballot Hall of Fame guy, struggle in the postseason. Who's the guy you want to give the ball to game seven? Mine is Curt Schilling, but my and I didn't get this for the past couple hours, so I'm going to give you my number two guy. And my number two guy is John Smoltz. John Smoltz is on. I just lost his numbers. They were just up here. But John Smoltz had incredible, there it is, incredible postseason numbers. Schilling was 11-2. Smoltz 15-4. 2.67 ERA, 41 games, 27 starts, also four saves, because there was that time period when he went from being a starter, came back after injury, and he was a closer for the Braves. But John Smoltz was money, man. He was money in a postseason. So if it's not, and he was unbeaten in the NLDS, in the World Series, 2-2, 2.47, NLCS, 6-2, 2.83, NLDS, 7-0, 2.59. Incredible number. He almost had like an entire season of his career in the minors. 41 games, 27 starts, 209 innings pitched, 199 strikeouts. Those are some big-time numbers for John Smoltz. So for me, it's Curt Schilling 1, John Smoltz 2, and the active guy, Madison Bumgarner. Madison Bumgarner had that one postseason where he basically won the World Series for the Giants against the Kansas City Royals. I think that was the technology and stuff year. The year that he's presented after he wins the World Series MVP. What was that? It might have been 2016 that they won the World Series, right? Was it 2016 or was it 20? So they won in 10. They won in 12, and they won in 14. And when he won in 14 against the Royals, he was 2-0, pitched in three games, 0.43 ERA, 21 innings, one earned run. His numbers are right there too. 8-3, 2.11 ERA in 16 games. In the World Series, 0.25. Man, I took Schilling over Bumgarner. That's hard. That's hard. That's a tough decision. I still go Schill, but what he did, Madison Bumgarner, what he's got in the World Series, 5 games, 4 starts, 0.25. He's given up one run in 36 innings in the World Series. That's incredible. But it was the 2014 season when they beat the Royals. He gets 2 wins as a starter, and then he comes another game, and he I think he went 5 innings in relief, and he wins the World Series MVP. And the guy giving him the new keys to the pickup truck is this poor guy representing this pickup truck company. He's all disheveled and nervous, and he's trying to tell on national television, tell the MVP of the World Series what it is all about it, and he's like, it's got this and it's got these features and those features and it's got technology and stuff, he said. And I felt bad for the dude, but you can find that on YouTube or Google that somewhere. 610-632-0975. And before we hand it over to Joe Torti, because we did all these WWE reads tonight and they're in town in Philly, I mentioned it to Chris when he called. Who's your favorite wrestling interview of all time? For me, it's Ric Flair. But if I had to give you a top five, I'm going to wait. I'm going to do that after the break. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to think about it. And I'll give you my top five all-time wrestling talkers, interviews. 610-632-0975. Who's yours? I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missanelli afternoons. Sixers and Flyers at night.
Stay flat.
And Eagles talk all day, every day.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
97.5. The Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about $1 million socks?
I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner, Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoyed responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
When it comes to business insurance, business as usual just doesn't cut it, because there is nothing routine about managing risk, mitigating loss potential, or creating a customized business insurance solution at competitive prices. Expect more from your insurance partner. Choose Univest.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. Contact us today for a customized risk analysis, and we'll protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including 2 tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So, join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, well, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. You can get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We're already 5 inches above our annual average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter around the corner. And every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month with 0% financing until 2020. Your home will be protected by quality products and the finest workmanship from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package, a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now. 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4NATION.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Man, this list is tougher than I thought it was going to be. It is so tough. Really tough. 975, the Fanatic, Rob Motti, hanging with you till Joe Torti takes over at 9. And Joe is in here, and we're trying to put together the list of, like, the best five wrestling talkers interviews. And I'm down to 7, and I can't eliminate. I don't know who to eliminate here. So I went Flair 1. Joe's got Flair 2. The Nature Boy. I need a woo. I need a woo somewhere. Somebody's got to give me a woo. Chris Jericho, for me, is a top 5 guy. He's got him at number 1. The Never Ever Again. The Rock. Like, The Rock's a top 5-er. Hot Rod. Roddy Piper's a top 5. Dusty Rhodes getting funky like a monkey. The Hulkster. I finally got to meet Hulk Hogan this past spring training. He came out to the Phillies. It was a Phillies game, and I think it was his first time. He lives in Tampa, Clearwater area. He lives in Clearwater, actually. And it was his first time ever at the Phillies Stadium. And he's a kid. As a kid, he grew up playing ball. But he finally, like, there was that connection, and he was finally able to get there. And I got a chance to meet him, and so he was took pictures with. Of course, I'm not taking pictures with athletes. I see them all the time. But the Hulkster, I was like, I got to take a picture with the Hulkster. So if I go Hogan, Dusty, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hot Rod, Roddy Piper, The Rock, Ric Flair, and Chris Jericho, that's a top 7. I don't know who to take out for a top 5. I don't know. I don't know who I would take out for a top 5. 610-632-0975. Let's have fun in the last few minutes here since we did these WWE 2K19 roster in the Reeds tonight, and they're in town. I always love when they're in town. I haven't watched in 4 or 5 years, though, because of the kids, and Remy don't want me to do it, but that's all good. I still got my favorites. Still got those. I always tell myself with the wrestling DVDs, like, if I'm sick and I can't leave the house, and it never reaches that point where I actually pull them out and watch some of these videos. Bret Hart, that's another one. Bret Hart was a good interview, too. Man, there's too many. I can't narrow it down to a top 5. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite all-time wrestling interview? 610-632-0975. Swinging it back to sports in the NFL. I'm ready to move on from Jason Peters. I haven't heard anyone tonight tell me that they want him to continue to be the starter. I don't want to bench the guy. He got the loyalty and all that stuff. I get it. But I think you use the injuries as a way to make it seem a little bit like, hey, get well, feel better. We want you to be completely healthy. In the meantime, we're going to put Big V out there, and we're going to let Big V handle the left tackle situation. Won a Super Bowl with Big V at left tackle. So I feel more comfortable with him than an injured, banged up Jason Peters. And as the Sixers get ready to tip off their season tomorrow night in Boston against the Celtics, how many wins do you think they're going to get? I think they're in the 52-53 range, but have a real shot at getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. A real chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, even if they don't make a big leap in victories over the course of the season. I still think they're in a 52-53 win range, but it's going to come down. How's Markelle Fultz going to be this year? Is Markelle Fultz going to take a step forward and be that guy or close to that guy they thought they got? Let's go to Jay in West Philly. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, Ryan? How you feel?
I'm doing good, man.
That's good. I was worried about you. I seen you working for long hours. I don't get to talk to you much. But the Sixers, man, I think folks going to be all right.
You think he's going to be okay? There was a guy earlier, man. He was down on him. He's like, I don't see it in his eyes. I think he's scared. I was like, hang on, man. Hang on. Let's see what he could do now that he's got Drew Hanlon's expertise and taught him how to shoot and everything. Ah, we lost you, Jay. Couldn't get his WWE guy in there. We lost you. Let's go to Patrick. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, man. How you going?
Doing well, man.
Good. I was calling about the WWE interviews.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite all time?
I loved watching Mick Foley, Mankind.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about him, too.
With the sock.
Yeah, the sock.
He always got under their skin. He just knew how to rattle everybody up. Was that? I was watching the old school WWE.
Were you Mankind or Cactus Jack? Cactus Jack
Mankind all day. He just had my heart.
Yeah, I'm trying to narrow it down, Patrick, to a top five. I got too many. I got the Hulkster, Dusty, Piper, The Rock, Flair, Jericho.
I've been listening to you.
It's hard, man. I don't know how you could get it down to a top five. It's tough.
It is very tough. But, you know, you also got Val Venus as Weirdo Sal. Yeah, like you said, Shawn Michaels every once in a while.
Yeah, the Heartbreak Kid.
Absolutely.
Razor Ramon. Scott Hall. Scott Hall was good.
Even Cool and Rikishi.
Yeah, CM Punk a couple years ago. He was really good. So, Bret Hart. It's tough, man. Appreciate the call, Patrick.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me get in. Thank you.
You got it. Take care. Man, that was some fun times. I used to watch. I would watch the. It was like it's. I would call it like it's soap opera. You know, it's soap opera for men. You'd watch that stuff, and I would honestly watch the interviews and sometimes fast forward like the matches till the end, and then watch the end to see who won and how they won. But I wouldn't fast forward through the. I would rarely watch it live. I'd always watch it. I'd record it and watch all that and Jay's was his WWE interview was the Macho Man. Macho Man was he's going to make a lot of people's top five list. Let's go to Steve and Conshohocken and get him in here. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, man.
I'm loving the wrestling talk. I think Flair and Piper are like 1A, 1B for me. They're just all-time promo guys, I think.
You remember Piper and Snuka and the Coconut? You go that far back?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. My dad used to tape the Saturday Night Show, so yeah. I used to watch all of them on VHS.
That's the all-time, like, that might be the all-time funniest thing I ever seen in wrestling.
Absolutely. I remember they had a little montage to Piper, too, back then with using Frank Sinatra, My Way.
Yeah,
montage. But one guy, I think, Ultimate Warrior, just for his crazy randomness, I think deserves to be mentioned.
Yeah, he would rant, and you don't know what he's saying.
Exactly. It didn't make any sense whatsoever.
It was like he was speaking in tongues or something.
It was electric.
It was crazy, man. It was crazy. If I can't even narrow it down to a top five,
it's impossible. It really is impossible.
It's like, what's your flavor that night? You know, appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you. It's like, who do you feel like hearing that night? Like, what's your flavor? What kind of interview do you feel like? I can always, the guys like I won't turn off. You know, Hulk Hogan, at some point, you could be like, okay, it's going to be the same thing, and all right, I'll move past that. But like Chris Jericho, you never knew what he was going to say. Like, Jericho was he was always so good. And Piper, when the Piper's pits and all that, man, when he hit Jimmy Superfly Snuka over the head with coconuts, then he squashed a banana in his face, too. That was, man, it was an all-time wrestling. I didn't mention Sting. Joe Torti gave me Sting, too. Road Warrior Hawk. I think it was an underrated interview. Road Warrior Hawk was a good one, too. Man, I could talk about WWE all night long. It's some fun stuff. Eagles get ready for the Carolina Panthers. I think the Eagles are going to win this game. I'll be back on here, though, I didn't think I was going to be back today, and then I'm filling in for Devon. I should be back on Saturday. I'm supposed to be here on Saturday in between this Flyers game, Sixers game. I'm heading to New York for some NFL owners meetings the next 2 days. That's always a fun and exciting time to hang out with the billionaires in New York City as they get to stay in their like $1,500 a night room. And yeah, I'm right down the street, though. I'm not staying there. I'm not going to be staying there. We'll see what comes out of the NFL owners meetings. Thanks to everybody who listened, who called. Big thanks to Sam for producing the show. Stay tuned for Joe Torti. Until next week, I'm Rob Boddy, reminding you, make a difference, be a blessing.